Absolutely. Simon Dunshook, Rochdale MP, thank you very much for talking to us here at Talk Radio. Well, I'm done for another day. Just a couple of seconds to hear from John Holmes, who's here to tell us what's on his show from one.
Two words. Ian Hislop.
Well, I was going to say, were those words two words?
It's four words if you count those two words.
Two words, Ian Hislop. Is he taking over your show?
No.
Well, I was going to say, it would improve it.
Yeah, he would. He's coming in to talk about his new thing that he's doing, probably. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
His new thing he's doing, probably. There you are. There's a summary. John Holmes here from 1 o'clock. Do stay tuned. It'll be an excellent show, as always. I have to say that I'm contractually obliged.
That's right.
I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
From the director of The Wolverine.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
When darkness falls.
Mutants, they're gone now.
One hope remains.
Who is she?
She's like you.
I am not what you think I am.
And you could have it all.
Now, his time has finally come.
I would find a way.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now, rated 15.
Yeah, so you've matched a £1 million raffle number, so congratulations.
Goodness me, I don't believe that.
You will when you receive the cheque.
Oh my God, I'm shaking, I really cannot believe it.
You probably won't until you have that cheque in your hands.
Lovely.
Kath is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
What if seats folded more than one way? What if parking could be easier? At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Honda, the power of dreams. At Honda, we never stop making our best better. Get more Honda for less with no deposit and 0% APR representative on the Jazz EX at your local dealership until the 31st of March. Honda, the power of dreams. T's and C's apply.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I paid PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon, Thursday. I'm John Holmes. It's Tani with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Iraq and Afghanistan Memorial unveiled in London. Plus, worst month on record for A&E waiting times and pair held over baby snatch plot at hospital.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A memorial dedicated to armed forces and civilians who served in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars has been unveiled by the Queen. The monarch was joined by several senior members of the royal family, including the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry, who gave a reading in central London.
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot.
The sculpture in Victoria Embankment Gardens in the capital pays tributes to all those who helped bring peace and stability. Labour has described the latest NHS England performance figures as a damning indictment of Theresa May's neglect of the health service. January was the worst month on record for A&E waiting times. 85.1% of patients were seen within 4 hours. The target is 95%. A man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of attempting to abduct a baby from London's Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital. Staff say the pair showed them a photo of a baby in an incubator which they claimed was theirs. years, but the information they provided didn't match hospital records. A study's found efforts to tackle the gender pay gap could be thwarted as women tend to underestimate their earning potential while men overestimate theirs. Experts from the University of Bath say it can lead to women being less likely to push for higher wages or seek a better paid position. And 140,000 current and former workers at Tesco are going to be reimbursed up to £40 each. It's after an internal review of the supermarket's reward systems found errors in staff pay.
I just popped out there to get a running order. That was all.
All sorted now.
Got it now. Yeah. Now I know what we're doing. Yeah. It's absolutely. I mean, you say running order. What it is basically just a bit of paper that someone scribbled some unreadable garbage on. But, you know.
Yeah. That's, got some idea
that's what you get around here. I know it's the weather next.
Yes, it
is. If that helps. Yeah. Yeah. It's quite warm today.
It's very mild. Very mild.
I've dressed wrong. I'm wearing a chunky knitwear.
It is chunky knitwear.
And I'm
it
too
is.
Hot.
We've got, you've got a grey T-shirt on underneath. Yeah. You could slip off your cardigan.
Hello.
You know?
Hello. Yeah, I could do. Yeah. all right, so come on. What's weather? Oh, there's a jingle thing. Weather. National weather.
Well, it's, as you say, it's pretty mild with plenty of sunshine right across the UK, in fact, although it's rather cloudy with some light rain for the far southwest. And, yeah, very warm indeed. Highs of 16 Celsius.
16 Celsius?
Ooh, yeah.
Is that all over the country?
Right across the country.
Brilliant.
More or less. Yeah.
More or less?
More or less. They're the highs.
Well,
they're the highs.
All right.
So mainly less.
Well, if you're in the north of the UK, if you're in Scotland or northern England, it's likely to be slightly cooler, perhaps.
It's more or fewer. Anyway, so if you're talking of highlights, today's highlight, I think, will be around 3:30 when you bring us Animal News.
I am very much looking forward to Animal News.
Bonus news, of course. The news bulletins are shorter. We have to make the time up, so Tani will bring us Animal News at 3:30. So, already started researching?
Yeah. Do you want a couple?
Oh, yes, I do.
A couple of animals. Frogs.
Frogs.
And, what was the other one I was looking at? Oh, I can't remember now. Frogs. Okay. Frogs are definitely in there.
Right, we look forward to frog news.
Is it the frog that's been named after...
No.
Attenborough?
No.
Good. We covered that yesterday.
And also, Cornelius, it's not the French, you're racist.
Just calling me racist again today.
You're racist, because, you know, it's not a story about the French, it isn't.
I didn't say it was.
You can't call them that. So stop. Racist. Here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal chairman Sir Chips Keswick says the club is fully aware of supporter anger, but any decision on the future of boss Arsene Wenger will be made with the manager. The Frenchman's contract runs out at the end of the season and he's yet to decide if he'll stay on. Several hundred fans protested against Wenger outside the ground ahead of Tuesday's 5-1 Champions League thumping by Bayern Munich. Despite heavy criticism of the playing surface, Manchester United's Europa League game in Russia will go ahead later, live over on TalkSport 2. They face FC Rostov in the first leg of their last 16 tie. Cricket, England get the third and final ODI with the West Indies underway in the next hour. They already lead 2-0 going into this afternoon's match in Barbados. Finally, rugby. England have made 3 changes for their Six Nations clash with Scotland at Twickenham. Ben Youngs, Jack Noel and Jonathan Joseph replace Danny Kerr, Ben Tao and Johnny May. Scotland make 1 change to their starting lineup. Hamish Watson comes in for the injured John Hardy in the back row. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
God, I wouldn't want to be injured in the back row. Thanks, Ben, there with your pre-recorded sport. He can't hear me. I don't know why I'm thanking him. So, it's been polite, really. To a man.
You can text him.
I'll just pull out into the office and say thanks.
Okay.
I can do it now.
Okay.
Seems polite to me. Could
sure.
Take the...
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in. Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No.
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously
on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's front of all papers today, the CIA and MI5.
We'll show you what we can do with a load of balls and a snooker cube.
But I say this to you.
Let's move on to watches. Black is the new gold. Why, you ask?
Diversity. £6.10. There's people protesting against women. That's terrible.
Chris Difford.
They've been developing smart TVs that...
Giving a one-day tax rebate to every woman within the county.
In Julia Hartley Brewer's head. Ask broadcast.
Prove that you are a female.
Which is my right boob.
As a woman, you have every right to have boobs.
Yeah.
If you want them. Do you remember a lolly stick?
We're not in the Bahamas. I'm in Torquay.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
Ha 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 ha. Hey! Oh, hey! Have you heard the one about... No, it's good bit, no. Have you heard the one about the Conservative Party and Philip Hammond's budget?
No.
It's really good. It's really
good.
Go
on.
Right. What do you get if you cross the Conservative Party with Philip Hammond's budget?
I don't know what do you get.
Lied to. So the Tories have broken their election promises, their manifesto promise not to raise taxes by targeting the self-employed. That's in all of the papers today. Of course, it's the main news today. The self-employed will now have to pay even more. They broke a manifesto promise. Now, this comes as a surprise, of course, because it's not like the Tories have ever done that before. I mean, pretty much unheard of, this. And they've never done it before, such as when they promised, oh, no VAT rises, no cuts on child tax credits, affordable housing, tax-free childcare, social care, government transparency, no top-down reorganisation of the NHS. And staying in the single market. I mean, if they'd have broken any or all of those promises in the past, then maybe we'd have seen this one coming. But, literally, it came out of nowhere. I can't understand. But as the Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, salary £134,565 a year plus benefits paid for by you, £18 million in the bank, and a tax saver by transferring his rental property into his wife's name, launches his financial attack on the self-employed. We now launch today's radio programme at you. Except I can promise you it won't cost you anything. I'd also pledge that you are in... This is my manifesto plan, my show manifesto pledge. That you are in for 3 hours of the very best entertainment that you'll find anywhere on the radio. Five. But like with the Tories, we both know that that would be a lie. I mean, yes, it's different, this, certainly. LBC or Five Live, it most certainly isn't. So, as long as you like sort of ramshackle car crash radio that could fall apart at any given moment, where the so-called features haven't really been thought through properly and where the equipment doesn't work up to, I'd say, 60% of the time because they built this studio with old kit they found at the back of TalkSport's engineering cupboard, then very much the show for you this is. Hello, then. I am John Holmes, Talk Radio, in the afternoons 1 till 4. To be precise. And if you've just stumbled across this... This radio rabbit hole, I say come into you. Now, you won't find a 700-year-old Knight Templar cave down there, like out of offer from the news. But you are invited to explore the show. Pick your way through this little lot this afternoon. Headline Hijack is a thing. It's on the way. It's at 2 o'clock. We launch it now because it involves you, my friend, and it involves you making up a news story. It's fake news. Fake news on the radio. We've been doing it before fake news was even a thing, but we invite you to make up a news story, get it to us, and then you could well hear it said out loud during the actual news at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. There's a number, and it's this one, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
The lines are open at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anyway.
Start getting them to us now, please. Also this hour, while you're thinking about that, the Diversity Paper Review. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. We review the papers, and each day we do it with a different diversity. Today, Kyle is in, and he's Caribbean and Welsh and stuff. So, boom! How's that for a box well and truly ticked? The Diversity Paper Review on the way. There's the day's big stories analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. That's the news in haikus. The big debate at 3. Work, experience, punditry. Today, Daisy is in, and she brings us news of all the geeky, gadgety tech stuff that's been released this week that's inevitably stupid. She's work experience. We don't have to pay her. That's why we do it. We tell them it's to give them a leg up in the industry. That's not true. Speaking of legs up, we'll give one to another Kickstarter project, though. We will. That's what we like to do. We like to help. Kickstarter project, given a kick up the arse by inviting another hoper and dreamer with one. I mean, a project, not an arse. Although it stands to reason that it'll have an arse as well. But anyway, if you've got a crowdfunding thing on the go and you'd like to promote it on the radio, get in touch with us and do so at our behest. Maybe you've got an idea for a new kind of arse. One that saves space by merging the buttocks together. Or perhaps you have a giddy dream of a new kind of government, one that doesn't break its election manifesto promises. Almost an impossible target, isn't it? 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
That's
like.
Right. And, of course, it's Thursday, so we'll bring you this week's edition of the radio quiz that one of our podcast subscribers described as awful. It's Paul Rossmaster. That's right. How's your knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross? Find out later. And we bring you hot guest action. We'll be joined on the programme today by none other than Ian Hislop and his writing partner Nick Newman, because they've got something to flog. It is a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Ginger Dave is not producing today. Apparently he squeezed a student in the budget. He's thus been arrested. Asprod Cass is here. She's through the glass. She's through the
miserable window.
Yeah.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
No.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
No.
If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Go away.
Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi. Tiny's on the news. Paid intern Cornelius is
Hi.
wearing a free promotional T-shirt that he hasn't ironed and
yes.
just has been clearly screwed up in his bag for a long time.
Yes.
Have you not done any washing? Is that why you're wearing it?
No, it's just I thought I would rep the delicious London Pride.
You having some more free London Pride?
Maybe.
Okay. So there we go. That's a programme. There's some stuff happening, but we're going to start with some music. It will get us into today's big story. If you're a regular listener, you know the drill. Try to work out what the main story is from the clues. It's a song. It's by a band. Both of those have names. It could lead you cryptically to what today's big story is. Play along at home. It's just for fun.
Cold eye light.
is the sound of Shverches. It's called Lies. But why am I playing it on a talk radio station in the afternoon? Talk Radio's head of music. Hello, I am him. Have you worked it out yet, though? Why does it link to today's big story, Cornelius? You've been scribbling away, working out the cryptic,
I've been so scribbling.
The cryptic clues. So, Chverches. Lies, it's called.
Is it a religious story, I'm guessing? I've just seen that non-Jews can now be accepted by the conservative synagogue in wherever that is. The link won't open. Is it that?
Nope.
Is it Ben Carson interpreting Jewish history on the religion news service?
No.
Is that our big story?
Not the big story today.
I know.
I was going to cover that one tomorrow.
It's Sister Simone Campbell, isn't it? She's blasted male power at the Vatican.
Has she?
Of course she has.
Right. No, it's not that. No.
Is it something Muslims?
No, it's not. I'll tell you what it is. It's very much Philip Hammond and his attack on the self-employed people. Because this song is called Lies.
Ah, lies.
He's broken all of his election manifesto promises, of course, where they said they wouldn't put taxes up. And what have they done? Put the national insurance up. The self-employed. Personal interest to declare, I'm self-employed, I'm a bit annoyed about this. I don't know whether I have to remain impartial, I don't know the rules, but I'm bloody well not, because I'm cross. So we're going to need to talk to somebody about this debacle. Ass broadcast is through the glass.
See the miserable window.
Yeah. Do you work here? I use the term loosely, but do you... Are you self-employed or are you employed?
Self-employed.
Right, so do you get not pay sick?
No.
No, normally.
Why do you think I'm always here when I'm ill? Like when I lost my voice that time?
Oh, that was the best day we had with you.
I know, you were so happy. It's
the only day we could understand what you were saying.
Yeah.
Is there a chance of getting a guest to talk to me about Philip Hammond's lies, please?
Okay.
That's what we do next on Talk Radio. It's a big story, of course, it's on the front of all the papers today, the attack on the self-employed. Do you think he should have attacked the self-employed? Or do you hate the self-employed? You could call in. Why not? Yeah, this is a contentious one. 0344 499 1000. Phone in. Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Right. fine. We'll do it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
Hello, it's Alex here, your Royal Navy Reserve correspondent, and what have they got planned for me this week?
All right, so today, Alex, we're going to do the damage repair instructional unit. This is where we're going to simulate the ship being hit by missiles and water's going to come in and we've got to stop it, basically.
So I'm going to get wet.
You're going to get absolutely soaked.
Well, we've just unplugged the wall. I'm getting used to the cold now. It's just my hands that are cold. It's now gone dark, we've had a second attack, we're still blocking up the wall, and it's still cold. But it's good though, teamwork's prevailing.
This is definitely one of the best things about being in reserve. You would never get a chance to do anything like this. It gives you so much more than just coming away here and learning how to stop a ship from sinking, but the confidence to actually get in there, work with people that you don't know, that you probably actually won't see again, to get a job done, it's pretty incredible.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty, and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet, and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18+. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Philip Hammond has delivered his first budget, and there's plenty to get your teeth into. The NHS, social care, taxation, and all with Brexit looming on the horizon. So how will it all affect you? Find out in a dedicated 16-page supplement. Pick up your copy in The Times this Thursday.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Clive, what's doing, Wolf? Whale music? You must be one stressed-out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out. So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Heading north on the M1 in Yorkshire, you'll find a lane out due to a breakdown in the Wakefield area between junctions 39 and 40. An accident is partially blocking the A50 in the Stoke-on-Trent area of Staffordshire, and long delays still in Nottinghamshire due to the continued closure of the A1 in the Newark area. That follows a serious accident. Northbound M1 near Birmingham, busy through the roadworks around junction 7 for Great Bar. I'm David Moore.
This week at Lidl, why not try a taste of the Alps with a wide variety of succulent sausages from £1.69 and explore Lidl's range of traditional German beers from just 99p. This week we're bringing the Alps to you. Visit Lidl to see the full Taste of the Alps range. Guten Appetit! Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio and we are about to talk about today's big story. Before we do, of course, let's go through some of your reactions that have been literally pouring into the studio. What we've got in here now is a brand new reaction pipe and there is machinery currently being installed. It's a prototype at the moment outside in the office. It's quite noisy, you can't quite hear it through the soundproof wall, but what it does, it takes all the reactions as they come into Talk Radio and liquefies them. It's like a giant reaction Nutribullet, and it turns them all into a reactive smoothie. They pour out of the pipe in here and into Cornelius's lap. He's got some.
Lots of smoothies coming in. John, Dan McDonald on LinkedIn has congratulated me on my work anniversary, even though I don't know what that is. Thank you, Dan. John, this has come in from a number of people. Rabbit, 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 rabbit. Yep, yep, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jabber, rabbit, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, jab, rabbit, jabber, jabber, rabbit, rabbit, yep, yep, rabbit, rabbit, bunny, bunny, yep, jabber, rabbit. That's coming from Chaz there and Dave.
Thank you very much indeed. If you would like to get your reactions to us, then there's number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Let's talk about today's big story. Philip Hammond, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Thank you. The Chancellor of the Exchequer is under fire for coming up with a truly awful recipe for spaghetti bolognese. In the budget yesterday, he broke a Conservative Party manifesto pledge that said when in power, the government would only make bolognese from beef mince, garlic, olive oil and red wine. But yesterday, he announced to the Commons that there could now be white wine and cream in it. Social media have accused him of undermining Italian values. Or something. The other day, the other thing he's done, of course, is he's attacked the self-employed. Great, great swathes of self-employed people, he said, will be bulldozed to make way for housing, and anyone left will have to pay up to £240 a year more in their national insurance contributions. It's a tax rise that the Tories said wouldn't happen, yet here it is, and he's done it to, quote, make the system fairer. That's what he said this morning. Speaking as a self-employed, I say he is, of course, speaking utter testicles. And I'm supposed to remain impartial or something, I think, but screw that, the bloke's deluded. Fairer? I mean, self-employed people don't get anything. No sick pay, no holiday pay, no bank holiday pay, no maternity leave, no paternity. What is he talking about? On the line is Vanda Vaporska. She's the executive director of the Equality Trust. Vanda, hello, welcome to Talk Radio. What is he talking about? What's he talking about? How is it fairer?
Well, it is fairer in terms of people who are self-employed contributing more to national insurance, because 85% of the workforce, so the majority, even by the Chancellor's math, of the workforce pay 12% on their national insurance, while self-employed people pay less. So they're going from 9% to 10%. So it's still not as much as the rest of us, or the 85% pay. But I'm still intrigued by the white wine and cream. I think I'm going to try that tonight.
You should do that, yeah. It tastes revolting. The thing is, though, on the surface of it, that what you just said makes sense. That's what he's saying as well. But he just doesn't seem to be taking into account all the things self-employed people don't get that employed people do as a matter of course. So that surely isn't a fair level playing field anyway. So why go after self-employed people who don't get sick pay, who don't get bank holiday pay at all, maternity and paternity?
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And what we need to do, really, I mean, this is a bit of a fudge, to be honest, because all the attention now is on whether self-employed people are paying as much national insurance as people who are employed. What we really should be talking about is that disgraceful lack of rights. So what we should be looking at is whether self-employed people can be brought into the system so they do receive sick pay or holiday pay, especially when you've got shared parental leave, because that's a real nightmare for people. You know, if one partner is self-employed, then it kind of screws it all up for the other partner as well. And it's an absolute minefield. What we also need to look at is who are the self-employed. I mean, we know a lot of people, even more so now, who are self-employed are really the bogus self-employed. So they're people who are either being forced to be self-employed, who are on 0 hours contracts. I mean, Pimlico Plumbers, that case the other week. You know, lots of employers are using self-employment to get out of giving people holiday pay, sick pay, and any other benefits they need to. So I think really the wool is being pulled over people's eyes as we get distracted around a 1% increase. To think about actually who are the people who are self-employed and what are they missing out on.
Would you say it's illegal to for employers to make their employees have self-contracts, 0 hour contracts and be self-employed, or just immoral?
I am not an employment lawyer, so I wouldn't say anything is illegal because I'd probably get sued for it.
Okay, but it's definitely immoral.
It's definitely immoral, and we know then that, you know, it's a dangerous situation. I mean, it is a situation where people will come into work, even though they're ill, because they need to earn money when they shouldn't have to. It's people who are on 0 hours contracts.
Yep.
You know, all sorts of situations.
Well, like I said, I'm not impartial on this, and I'm not even sure whether I'm supposed to be. But being self-employed, I mean, and this morning is a good example of it, because I'm not moaning, but I've had a sore throat all week.
Oh, come!
I'm not, and it won't go away, right? and it's a bit of tonsillitis. That's what it is. Right, and it hurts. It hurts. And ordinarily, I'd go to the doctors and get some antibiotics to clear that up, right? But I can't, because I can't get. But I have to come here, and if I don't come here, I don't get paid. You know, and that's fine, because it's my job.
I mean, that is the problem that people face. And, you know, what we need to do is look at the system and find a better way of doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to hear about the tonsillitis.
It's fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Make sure you're not spreading it to other people as well.
I've got strepsil. It's long been an issue, isn't it? And now it's getting headlines sort of about this. But What I can't understand is how he's saying it makes the system fairer when, as you've just been saying as well, it's so skewed the other way against self-employed. Because it already self-employed people, like the whole news today, the news cycle is about, you know, white van man. A lot of people, you know, they go into business for themselves with none of these benefits at all. If you go on a holiday as a self-employed person, it costs you double because you lose work and you pay for the holiday, you know, that kind of thing. And if you've got a business, you have to have business insurance, which has gone up 8% in the last year. So self-employed people have to have that. It's compulsory. They're paying more already out in, you know, what is a difficult economic market in the first place. So I don't understand why he thinks anything is fair.
Well, I think his point of view may be that, you know, we're all using public services, and if you're an employee, then, you know, you're paying more national insurance towards this.
Yeah.
And if you're self-employed, you're not. I mean, but we do know that a lot of self-employed people, you know, they're not earning hundreds and thousands like a lot of the management consultants, maybe the idea that people typically have of someone who's self-employed.
Yeah.
The Resolution Foundation thinks that, you know, the median for self-employed earnings next year is going to be 13,200.
Yeah.
Now, the Chancellor has said that self-employed people earning less than 16,250 will receive a tax cut, you know, overall because of the personal allowance as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, the people on a lower rate aren't going to pay as much. But, you know, we do support more national insurance for people who are earning more because we think they need to contribute fairly.
Yeah. All right, Vanna, thank you for talking to us. Executive Director of the Equality Trust there. What did you make? Are you angry?
I'm fuming.
I know you are. I'm fuming as well. Because I can't
It's immoral.
It is immoral. And I can't even go to the doctor. I phoned the doctors this morning to go to the doctor. And I said, can I get an appointment? Oh, you have to ring at 8 o'clock. It's really open at 8 o'clock. And I get on the phone. Oh, I'm on the phone. I'm queuing on the phone. I'm number 18 in the queue. I phoned at 1 minute to 8. How am I number 18 in the queue? And then they go, oh no, the first appointment is 10:30. Well, that's no good because I've got to get a train at 10. Can I have it before that? No, you can't. So I can't go and use the doctors. So the system I've got to pay into with more national insurance is the NHS, but I can't use the NHS because I have to go to work because I don't get sick pay. It's just after 1:30. Listen to Talk Radio in the afternoon. Here's Tani with the news.
Talk Radio. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Police say hospital staff prevented a frightening and harrowing incident after a couple were arrested on suspicion of trying to snatch a baby. The man and woman attempted to get into an intensive care unit at London's Great Ormond Street Hospital, showing nurses a photo of a baby they claimed was theirs. 85.1% of patients were seen within 4 hours at A&E departments in England in January, making it the worst month on record. That's down from 86.2% of people seen within that time in December. The target is 95%, a figure that's not been met since July 2015. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt admits things have to change and says some of the announcements made in yesterday's budget will help.
It's not going to be overnight, but it is essential. I am expecting the NHS to return to that target during the course of the next calendar year. Some of the tools now have been put in place, but also it's going to take a huge focus by management and staff in the NHS.
The Queen has unveiled a new war memorial in central London. It's dedicated to service personnel and civilians who served in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. The boss of Rolls-Royce is to receive a bonus of more than £900,000, even though the engineering firm's posted its biggest ever loss. Warren East will also get an £18,000 pay rise this year. And Manchester United fans who've travelled to Russia for tonight's Europa League match with FC Rostov have been told to keep a low profile. There are concerns the game could be targeted by Russian hooligans, and the few hundred supporters making the trip have been warned to limit their presence in the city to just two streets, which will be patrolled by police. TalkSport co-host Des Kelly is out there.
We've taken a few extra precautions here because we are uncomfortably close to that Ukraine border. A lot of what they called volunteer fighters, yes, are drifting back to the city, armed up. And so there's a lot of difficulties in and around this part of the country.
The weather, mild with plenty of sunshine across the UK, but cloudy with some light rain for the far southwest and the high 16 Celsius.
Thank you, Tanya, there. We're half an hour closer to bonus news, which is going to be animal news today at 3:30. But in half an hour's time, well, 25 minutes if I'm being precise, of course, today's headline hijack. We need your made-up news stories. Tanya is the proud owner and operator of a mouth. It's this mouth.
Hello, good afternoon.
There it is. And it will say the news. And because she has an authoritative tone, you will believe her. That's how it works. But one of the stories at 2 o'clock will be a made-up lie. And you'll believe that too. Well, you won't, because you're listening to this and you know it. I've told you it's going to be a lie. However, the people who aren't listening to this, because the data indicate that this is lunchtime, and people pop out, so they get back to their desks or whatever, their radios, at 2 o'clock, they switch it on, they hear the news, they believe it, because it's Tanya's voice. However, all of it is a lie. We'd like you to make it up, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Next, diversity paper review.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
If you give one live stand-up comedy DVD this Christmas, make sure it's this one.
Norman Lamont also presented what was billed then as the last spring budget. What they failed to remind me, Mr. Deputy Speaker, was that 10 weeks later he was sacked. So,
Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, is live at the Houses of Parliament.
£270 million to keep the UK at the forefront of disruptive technologies like biotech, robotic systems and driverless vehicles, a technology I believe the party opposite knows something about.
All the best jokes and gags from the spreadsheet man who's at the top of his comedy game.
The Right Honourable Gentleman opposite, who is now so far down a black hole that even Stephen Hawking has disowned him.
Get on down to your local Woolworths this Christmas and give the gift of laughter.
Under the last Labour government, corporation tax was 28%. By the way, they don't call it the last Labour government for nothing.
With extra bonus material, including audio commentary from Robert Peston.
It's one of those occasions where the economics and the politics are pointing in completely different directions, looking like a bit of a car crash.
It's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, live at the Houses of Parliament.
So wish me luck today.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The perfect gift for Christmas. Now, it is time to go through some of your made-up news stories that you have been sending us for today's Headline Hijack, and we thank you profusely. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
NASA has announced, according to Adam, that Mars One, the first ever Mars mission, will have the pop singer Bruno Mars on board, plus three lucky fans, thanks to a sponsorship from Pepsi Cola. The mission will now be from here called Pepsi Presents the Bruno's Mars Mission, and we'll see the pop star perform the first ever gig on the Red Planet. The winners who will accompany him will be chosen by who gets the most outrageous Pepsi tattoo on their body. Entries are open now, so head down to your local tattoo parlour. Cass, you might be in with a shout.
Yeah. Cass has got loads of tattoos. She's got the best one for me is that she's got the face of a witch over her face. That's her best tattoo.
Shut up.
I like the egg one.
I don't have an egg.
You do?
I do.
You've got a tattoo. Do you or do you not eat like an egg? You eat in the office.
You eat eggs too.
You eat in the office. You are known as the egg eater, right?
No, that's not what I'm known as.
No, but the only broadcastable thing you're known as is the egg eater.
That's true.
And you eat eggs, and you make the office and the studio smell of an egg. And because you love them so much, you have a tattoo of an egg.
I don't have a tattoo of an egg.
Yeah, you do have a tattoo.
I don't.
It says I heart eggs, but the heart is shaped like an egg. It doesn't work. It just says I egg eggs.
She does egg eggs. That's part of the smelly problem. She eggs eggs.
Con's got a tattoo of his mum.
I don't have any tattoos.
I don't have a mum. Right, so... It's true, I was adopted. Anyway, so... I'm over it now. Anyway, right, so... in the next bit of the programme. Kyle will be here with today's diversity paper review. After 2 o'clock, we will be joined by hot guest action. Ian Hislop, out of Off Have I Got News For You, he's the editor of Private Eye, of course, and Nick Newman, the award-winning cartoonist and writer, have written a thing together. They'll be flogging it. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, and it's going to be after 2 o'clock today. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better. 18 plus. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Right, that's it. This relationship is over.
Eric.
When I think of the money I spent on you. But it was never enough, was it? There was always something else. What was it you had to have last time?
Eric.
A starter motor?
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
I'm leaving you for a younger van.
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun this Saturday? That's right, cash. Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun this Saturday. It pays to read The Sun. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that should stop them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
From the director of The Wolverine.
Logan, what did you do?
Charles, the world is not the same as it was.
When darkness falls.
Mutants, they're gone now.
One hope remains.
Who is she?
She's like you.
I am not what you think I am.
And you could have it all.
Now, his time has finally come.
I would find a way.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems in the Manchester area on the westbound M62. We've got some slow traffic due to an accident involving a lorry at the Simister Island turn off. That's junction 18. In Nottinghamshire, the A1 remains closed off in both directions in the Newark area following a serious accident with long delays on surrounding routes. An accident's causing problems in the Lichfield area of Staffordshire. It's affecting the southbound side of the A38. And in Berkshire, the A34 northbound is slow at Cheveley. I'm David Moore.
This week at Lidl, why not try a taste of the Alps with a wide variety of succulent sausages from £1.69 and explore Lidl's range of traditional German beers from just 99p. This week we're bringing the Alps to you. Visit Lidl to see the full Taste of the Alps range. Guten Appetit. Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanised opinion, supercharged debate and highly energised crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. George Galloway there, of course, in the news today. Very complicated news all round, isn't it? But George Galloway has reported that he signed a book deal to write a children's book. More on that anon. I don't have the title yet, I don't think. I'm going for The Zionist Witch in the Wardrobe. Right, so in the news, budget, in the news, the Iraq and Afghanistan memorial, of course, that's been opened by the Queen in London, that's in the news. There's a lot of news. It's quite complicated, isn't it,
Colin? Oh, I can't get my head around
it. Many people can't. And, well, they don't need to. And the reason they don't need to is because we are here to help. And we help you by running the news on a daily basis through the medium of short-form Oriental verse, Japanese poetry, if you will, or even if you won't. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
$2 billion for social care after success of social media.
The news! In haiku. Kyle is here with us because it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. The paper's reviewed, gone through, like many other programmes do, but not in the same way that we do it, because what we do is we get a different diversity in each day for the Diversity Paper Review, and that makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Kyle, welcome back.
Hi, guys.
Remind us of your diversity.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right.
Correct.
Three boxes ticked right there.
Lovely little contrast,
isn't it? You're dressed very summery today, aren't you?
I had to.
Bit of sunshine.
Literally.
And you're in shorts and a vest.
Oh, had to be. little bit of heat and that's it, I'm done. I mean, we might be having a barbecue later, so.
Really?
Really taking advantage of this weather.
Unbelievable.
Can I come?
No.
Of course. Everyone's invited.
Everyone. Hey.
What's your address? Tell all the listeners.
Yeah, I mean, it won't be overrun. We've got four listeners. So yeah, absolutely fine. So, right, you've been going through the papers. We always look forward to your visit, Carl, because there's always mystery afoot when you go through the papers.
Love a bit of mystery.
So what are we starting with?
So we're going to start off where we left off last time, actually.
Yeah.
NASA's news conference, where they were going to release this amazing news.
We were speculating alien life had been discovered.
Oh, I think more than speculating, we were praying for alien life.
Yeah.
But as we said then, it was the discovery of new exoplanets, seven, in fact, that are orbiting a nearby star only 39 light years away.
Yeah.
Which isn't that far, really.
Not in
comparison.
Not in universal terms.
No.
It's not. Well, it wasn't. Everyone was disappointed that they didn't just come and go, there are aliens now.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all sort of took a step back and went, oh, okay, fine. You
Fair
know.
Enough, yeah. But, I mean, as we said last time, you know, are they really going to come out and say straight up, right, we found alien life?
Yeah.
They're gonna drag it out as long as they can.
You think it's like a sort of a bit when, I mean, Chris Tarrant used to do He Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he'd sort of, you know, pause over the before he went to the adverts, that kind of thing.
It's
the space exploration equivalent of that.
Yeah, well, and as well, I kind of think that if they did come out and just say, yeah, aliens exist, then, you know, it's just going to change everything.
Yeah.
Literally, the entire planet is going to go mental.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it'll be a new era. That's it. I mean, the way that we know life.
The first thing, if it happened today, well, the first thing that would happen is that they would look down and go, is this planet, what is this Earth? What is this Earth?
What is this
Earth? Is this green Earth? Who is that guy in shorts and a vest? And what isn't a day that's warm enough to even go? I mean, has the story moved on any from where we know and what's, where
I mean,
are we with it?
It's, so they've released a bit more information about the way that the planets are situated. Sort of, they're trying to get people to name the seven planets. Which
oh, planet McPlanet Face. Into that.
That was the first first suggestion. I mean, people were naming them after the Fast and Furious series, and
because of the number of them.
Because of the number of them, and saying, "Oh, that's not Earth. Earth 2, the one on the left. Yeah, the next one.
Grumpy Earth. You could have Grumpy Earth. Dozy Earth.
Yeah, the seven dwarves.
Yeah.
They're not dwarf planets, though, you idiot.
They're not. Is that a thing?
But they do surround a dwarf star.
There you go.
Really?
TRAPPIST-1.
But technically,
is that like a Death Star but smaller?
No.
TRAPPIST-1 is the main star that they orbit. So that's the center of their solar system, and it's actually the size of Jupiter. But really, it's a lot smaller solar system than what we've got. Because, you know, as everyone knows, the Earth takes 365.25 days to orbit the sun. Whereas Planet 1F, which is a sort of similar distance to Earth is, only takes 9.21 days. So very short years.
That's good, because Christmas would come around really fast.
Yeah.
That's
great. You'd have literally holiday after holiday.
That's amazing. Especially if you have the same number of bank holidays squashed in there. You'd literally have to do no work. Philip Hammond, I don't know what he'd do. I mean, you know, be trying to self-employed, you've got to pay my last insurance. No, because I've only got 9 days of work that I'm not even...
That's Christmas. Self-employed, I always have to work bank holidays.
And you don't get extra pay, do you?
Yeah.
No, so that's that, yeah. Philip.
I do actually, but what? not everywhere.
When I work bank holidays, I don't get extra pay.
Yeah, I know.
God's sake. Philip bloody liar. The Chancellor liar of the Exchequer. There he goes again.
You're blaming him.
I am blaming him. Anyway, what else is in the papers, Kyle?
So there's a bit of controversy around NASA this time.
You're obsessed.
I love it.
God, here's absolutely the thing with space news. I mean, how is this going to affect my life? Yeah. Until there's aliens, don't put it in the papers. That's what I say, because I'm literally just carrying on as normal.
Well, no, actually, I disagree with that, because even the statistics of UFOs in the past sort of 10, 15 years has almost tripled. The amount of UFO sightings has gone up since, you know, Roswell, since the 1950s, 1940s.
Isn't that just because there are more mad people?
It could be, but then there's a lot more sort of video evidence that suggests that there are a lot more UFOs. So... Which I've noticed myself over the past sort of 5 years, there is a UFO sighting pretty much every other day.
Yeah, but when you come in here with your fascinating theories,
yeah,
right, and you show me a picture of a lizard on Mars, I mean, yeah, that's a lizard.
Yeah, okay,
it's a rock. It's a rock.
It's a rock
that looks vaguely like a lizard.
Hey, I'm an optimist. I like to imagine.
Hey, look, we should talk about this. Speaking of mystery things,
yes,
this cave in Shropshire. Is it in Shropshire?
Shropshire, yeah.
So tell us about this.
So basically, a photographer's been sort of travelling around. He had this theory that there were medieval caves, underneath, like buried beneath the grounds, beneath this rabbit hole. So he thought, oh, I'll take a little expedition out there, take a few photographs. Yeah. And he stumbled upon a 700-year-old underground complex, believed to be linked to the Knights Templar.
What I find now, this is a big story today, and it seems to be. But what's weird about it is the headline, right? Because I like the caves, the mysteries, right? And it started to ring a vague bell when I read that, and it said rabbit hole leads to 700-year-old Knights Templar complex. Right? I was thinking. And then you read the small print, and this photographer said, oh, I went to find it after I saw a video of it online. You go, well, it's not a discovery then, is it? And when you start looking into it, it's got its own Wikipedia page had for years.
So it's been rediscovered.
It's been there. Everyone locally has known it was there for years. In the 80s,
well, actually, yeah,
kids used to go down there and
have
parties.
They go there for like solstice and Halloween and all of that.
Right? And I've done for years. And they started like drawing all, you know, genitals on the walls and stuff. So they closed it up.
Yeah.
But everyone knew it was there. And then they reopened it in 2012, I think, to the public. Why is it a story today? I mean, it's literally been there for... So I don't... But anyway, I mean, it's interesting.
It is interesting, yeah.
There's a very interesting one in Margate in Kent.
Right.
Okay, which is called the Shell Grotto. And they don't know what that is. And it was discovered in the... I'm going to say maybe the 40s or 50s, where they were renovating the garden of a house in Margate.
Right.
And a guy's shovel broke through a hole.
Yeah.
And it, like, a hollow beneath. And he looked through... down into a cave system that was completely lined with seashells, but in swirling patterns and mosaics and everything
that
else.
Sounds pretty cool.
It is amazing. And now it is open to the public now.
Right.
And I have been. And it is fascinating. And they don't know what it's for. Now, the arguments are, you know, does it date back to the Romans? Does it? What is it? I think the smart money is just some rich bloke made it as a folly at some point in the Victorian era. because he could.
Just wanted to redesign his basement.
Just dug it out a bit. But it is interesting. But there must be hundreds of these.
Chislehurst Caves is the caves near me, and they know exactly what that is, and it's a great day out.
Thanks, Cornelius, for that input.
Also, the Knights Templar is a Weatherspoons pub on Chancery Lane, not far from
here. Yeah, exactly. It's been, everyone's been in there before. Everyone knows it's there.
This cave is linked to that pub, is it?
Yeah.
So it's quite a long
cave.
The
Knights Templar, famously, before they would dig a cave, would go and get mashed at the Knights Templar.
Have a beer and a burger, wouldn't they?
A beer and a burger.
For a fiver.
Yeah, for a fiver. But the Knights Templar were a holy order, and they didn't like music in a pub. So that's why they... Yeah. To this day, that's why Weatherspoons don't play music in a pub, which was an order of the Knights Templar.
Yes,
can't
correct.
Go wrong with a bit of spoons, though, can
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Oh,
burger and a pint, £7. Sorted.
Mm-hmm. It's turned into an advert now. And then what would happen during the Crusades, of course, is that the Knights Templar, who were very, you know, feared throughout the Holy Land, of course, for their violent action. As crusaders, what would happen is they'd just get a bit drunk in Weatherspoons, right, and just round up some P-word heads from some drunk chavs from Weatherspoons, and they'd take them over to the Holy Land and have them fight. And that's they'd fight with plastic chairs like hooligans.
Yeah, that's where they got the idea for the Euros,
exactly.
from, wasn't it?
And this is why now we still fight foreigners with plastic chairs during football tournaments.
Sweet.
It all goes back to the Knights Templar. It's fascinating history, isn't it?
Got to carry on this tradition, haven't we?
Kyle, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no worries.
Another fascinating insight into the world of mystery in today's diversity paper. Reminders of your diversity.
I'm English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Three boxes ticked in one go. It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. Right, the small matter of headline hijack, of course. You need to get your made-up news story into the forthcoming bulletin. You have no time left to do so. We do it every day. It was fake news on here way before fake news was even a thing. And all you need to do was send us your made-up nonsense via 87222.
Start your message with the word
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Today... Well, we need a winner, don't we? We need a name, somebody whose story will be passed off as fact next. Cornelius has that name.
It's Diego.
Diego?
Yes.
Right, where's Diego from?
Highbury and Islington.
Nice. Well done, Diego. He or she will have his or her made-up news story in the news, which is next. After that, we bring you hot guest action. Ian Hislop and Nick Newman will be here to talk us through their new play, which is transferred to the West End. That's right, it is a PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. Also on the programme today, Paul Rossmaster. It's a Thursday, this week's edition of the quiz that tests your knowledge as to the Full Set Talk Radio breakfast host, Paul Ross. The big debate at 3 and work experience punditry on the way as well. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Hi everyone, today's experiment is with HMTD.
These are the words of a lone terrorist. Unknown to the authorities, it was thanks to a call from the public that he became known to the police and they could investigate. If you see anything suspicious, act on it. Call police on 0800 789 321. Call, visit, act confidentially. For the full inside story, visit gov.uk/act or search Code Severe, a podcast series.
Alice's Peacemaking Cupcakes.
I've never been good at saying sorry. I just had a massive row with my stepmom. It was awful. I said some things I didn't really mean, and I wasn't very nice. So, I'm making my caramel cupcakes. She She loves caramel. We both do. And I suppose nothing says sorry like a chocolate cupcake, filled with caramel and sprinkled with extra chocolate.
Find Alice's peacemaking cupcake recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories. Brought to you by Tesco.
Philip Hammond has delivered his first budget, and there's plenty to get your teeth into. The NHS, social care, taxation, and all with Brexit looming on the horizon. So how will it all affect you? Find out in a dedicated 16-page supplement. Pick up your copy in The Times this Thursday.
Fanbuster now on. Ready mix joint filler, 15 kilograms, just £8.33 a tub. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point members only. Trade
point! Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is as well. That little bit of production did not lie. It's 1 minute past 2 o'clock, Thursday afternoon. Tani's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, pair arrested over baby kidnap plot. Plus, Labour slams May over worst A&E waiting times on record. And Nicole Kidman breaks silence over seal clap hands.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of attempting to abduct a baby from a hospital. Police have praised ward staff. Matt Steele reports.
Officers were called to London's Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital, where two people had attempted to get into an intensive care unit. Staff say the pair showed them a photo of a baby in an incubator, which they claimed was theirs. The information they provided didn't match hospital records, though. Police say it could have been a frightening and harrowing incident. The man and woman have been questioned and bailed.
Labour's described the latest NHS England performance figures as a damning indictment of Theresa May's neglect of the health service. January was the worst month on record for A&E waiting times. 85.1% of patients were seen within 4 hours. The target is 95%. GP Onkar Sahota is sceptical of plans announced in yesterday's budget to ease the pressure.
And what's the answer which the Czech sector said? I will put £100 million to put more GPs into the A&E department this winter. If you put more GPs in the A&E department, then you're pulling away somewhere else. You simply can't put a round peg in a square hole.
A mother jailed for life for murdering her 2-year-old son, Liam Fee, in Fife in 2014, has had an appeal against her conviction rejected. Rachel Fee argued the judge in her trial misdirected the jury about the lesser charge of culpable homicide before sending them out to consider their verdict. The Queen has unveiled a memorial dedicated to armed forces and civilians who served in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. The monarch was joined by other members of the royal family, as well as politicians at the service in central London. And Nicole Kidman has explained her unusual clapping at the Oscars, which was compared to that of a sea or sea lion. She's told an Australian radio station she was trying to avoid damaging the expensive ring she'd borrowed for the night. Did you see that, John?
Why didn't she just take it off?
Well, it's an expensive ring.
It's the
ring.
Oscars, John.
You can't take a ring off of the Oscars?
No, you've got to be glam,
haven't you? Not every time you want to clap.
Yeah.
You know. Did look a bit odd, though, didn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah. I assumed what had happened was that she was becoming a seal, like she'd been bitten by a radioactive seal.
And became a seal.
And was becoming such a creature with its powers.
Yeah.
But disappointingly not.
No.
So, all right, so she's explained it was to do with her ring. All right. Great, glad we know what that was now.
Yeah.
On this difficult news day. have you got weather?
A little bit of weather.
Go on, then.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's mild with plenty of sunshine across the UK, but a little bit cloudy with some light rain for the far southwest. The high 16 Celsius.
Tani, thank you very much. Tani here in around an hour and a half's time as well with today's edition of Bonus News, which is, of course, animal news. It's there to make the time up because the bulletins are shorter than they used to be. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Hi,
Arsenal
Ben.
Chairman Sir Chips Keswick says any decision on the future of Arsene Wenger will be made with the manager and that the club is fully aware of supporter anger. The Frenchman's contract runs out at the end of the season. He's yet to decide if he'll stay on. Several hundred fans protested against Wenger outside the ground ahead of Tuesday's 5-1 Champions League defeat by Bayern Munich. Despite heavy criticism of the playing surface, Manchester United's Europa League game in Russia will go ahead later later, live over on TalkSport 2. They face FC Rostov in the first leg of their last 16 tie. Cricket, England were put into bat first by the West Indies in the third and final ODI in Barbados. Owen Morgan's side have already won the series, leading 2-0. A short time ago, there were 20 without loss in the fourth over. Finally, on to rugby. England have made three changes for their Six Nations clash with Scotland at Twickenham. Ben Youngs, Jack Noel and Jonathan Joseph replace Danny Kerr, Ben Teo and Johnny May. Hamish Watson comes in for the injured John Hardy in the Scottish back row. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There we go, that's Ben and the sport.
And finally, following yesterday's budget, the Union of the Self-Employed has started a petition for a general strike for all self-employed people today to down tools. This could lead to the army having to step in to fill a number of roles, including dog walking, being a journalist and even a radio presenter.
Thank you very much indeed, Tanya, with the news. Next, we talk to Nick Newman and Ian Hislop about their new play. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay then, Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's just coming up to a time. I am John Holmes. And just before we talk to this afternoon's hot guest action, I should tell you that later on is this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Of course, the radio presenter, the Talk Radio full set breakfast presenter, Paul Ross. But what do you know of him? Your knowledge and patience well and truly tested at around 4:15 in this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. There's a big debate at 3:00. Work experience punditry. Daisy is here to go through geeky, gadgety crap today. And then there's this George Galloway news that we should talk about as well.
Talk Radio.
So George Galloway, who has a programme here on Talk Radio on a Friday night with his hat, has announced today that he has got a book deal to write a children's book. Have you seen this? But we've got some extracts actually now from this was reported today, and Galloway has announced it, a children's book deal. Cornelius, you've been having a look at what he's planned.
Yeah. I've got this excerpt here. Hagrid burst down the door, walked over to Harry, barging the Dursleys out the way before handing the boy an envelope. "What is this?" asked Harry. Hagrid replied, "You're a communist, Harry."
That's draft one. Draft two goes like this. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a very bloodthirsty caterpillar. He was so bloodthirsty, on the first day, he attacked a whole Middle Eastern country. On the second day, he went through 100,000 civilian deaths in Iraq. That's from the very bloodthirsty caterpillar. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. You are a comrade. The battle continues, and one day we will defeat the bourgeois capitalist system, said Christopher Robin to Pooh. George Galloway's book there. We bring you guest action. We promised you guest action. You're getting it right now. It's only Nick Newman and Ian Hislop, writers extraordinaire. Hello, gents. How are you?
Hello.
It's very good to see you both. Now, I said it was a PR exercise dressed up as an interview, for that is what it is. We don't like to mislead listeners.
No.
They know exactly what's going on here.
Yeah.
So let's get that out of the way first. What are we flogging?
I'm flogging a car.
Yeah, good.
No, we're flogging a very exciting new play which is coming to the West End.
Yeah,
called The Wife's Times.
Yes, and we need bums on seats.
Right, so this is so up to the four people that listen to this. Well, now, yeah. That'll
four's good. That's a big audience for us.
It's transferring, isn't it? So where was it before?
Yeah, we started off in a little theatre outside Newbury called the Watermill, and we had a run there last autumn, and then went on tour and took it to bigger theatres, Sheffield and Salisbury, and it did Well, it's sold out. And so they said, let's bring it into the West End. Mm. So we're coming into the Arts Theatre on March the 21st.
Yeah, and for those that don't know the Wipers Times, because I've done my research.
Of course.
Ian, what is the Wipers Times?
The Wipers Times was a trench newspaper, a satirical comic newspaper actually produced on the front during World War One. Two officers called Fred Roberts and Jack Pearson, with their sergeant, who'd been a printer in Fleet Street during the war. They were looking for salvage. They were a pioneer battalion. And they went into a basement in Ypres, and they found a fully working printer.
Yeah.
And being British officers, you know, there's nothing much going on. It was 1916. They said, let's produce an amusing newspaper right here, which is what they did.
Yeah.
And produced 20 issues of this, I think, completely brilliant comic paper.
Yeah, Ian discovered this story about sort of 15 years ago, doing a documentary for Radio 4, and came back and showed it to me. And we'd been writers for Dawn French and Harry Enfield and Spitting Image, so we were always looking for new material that we could plunder. And he showed me the Wipers Times, and it absolutely blew me away. It the mixture of terrible jokes, great jokes, and very poignant little sort of tributes and stories about life on the Western Front.
Yeah.
Was an extraordinary confection, slightly reminded us of Private Eye in the mix.
Except funnier.
and produced under
NV5. Did they get as many complaint letters?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they got referred to the High Command a lot, which I think is our equivalent.
Yeah.
And part of it was just, we couldn't believe how similar it was. I mean, the people they hated as much as anyone were people writing on the home front. And there was a distinguished war correspondent called Sir William Beach Thomas, and they just put his name in as Teach Bombers and wrote fake columns from him, which were just ill-informed nonsense.
Fake news.
Fake news. And it was fake news. And Thomas, I mean, eventually, years later, apologised for his war coverage and said, you know, I wrote rubbish. He got knighted.
Obviously. Yeah.
The people who wrote The Wipers Times got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the elements of the story that attracted us. The idea that these men used humour as a coping mechanism and got through the horrors of the First World War by belittling the horrors that they saw, it struck us as being a very sort of British sort of stiff upper lip story, but the sadness for us was that they got no recognition for it whatsoever. They were sort of quite successful at the time amongst their army colleagues, and they were hailed by them, but after the war you'd sort of rather hope that they would edit Punch or something like that, which really needed some jokes.
Yeah.
But
Sam, for the next two decades. Yeah. And didn't get any.
But instead they just sort of disappeared into obscurity, and we thought this was this wrong needed to be righted.
Yeah, well, indeed, and I wonder, because you tell the story of the discovery, basically,
yes,
of the printing press
and
what they were doing there and everything else, and the title, The Wipers Times,
is because it was in Ypres, and no British troops, obviously, could pronounce Ypres properly, so it was known as Wipers.
Yeah.
And it was also called Wipers because there wasn't a lot of paper around in the trenches, and that's what a lot of it was used
similar
for.
Similar use for Punch as well.
And Private Eye now, probably. But we found the fact that they knew that pretty funny.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I mean, the thing that first attracted me was just how black the humour was. Because on the home front, it was all caricatures of Johnny giving the Hun a bloody nose on the Somme. Actually, at the front, they were doing jokes mostly about the High Command.
Yeah.
And the first thing I ever saw on it was they had a fake agony aunt, and you sent in your problems. And one of the problems, a young subaltern had written in a letter. And the reply was, "Dear young subaltern, don't worry. The death penalty is not usually carried out for murdering a senior officer because they're always extenuating circumstances." I mean, that was printed in 1916.
Yeah.
It was pretty subversive.
Yeah, and in terms of the story, I mean, how did you, you know, because you know the story and that is, but had to put that on, well, it was a film first, didn't it?
Yes.
So, you know, in terms of telling that story, though, how did you kind of approach it as a narrative?
We could easily have done it as a documentary and just brought their sketches their fake advertisements and sketches to life within the context of a documentary. But we did feel that the story of these two men and their friendship was a powerful one enough to sustain a drama. We'd sort of given up before we wrote the film, and we'd sort of given up pretty much ever all hope of seeing it on the screen or anywhere. So we started writing it as a play
because we'd said to everyone, "This is really interesting," and they'd gone, "Oh, the First World War, we're not very interested." And then there was War Horse.
I did all right.
And we said, "This is great. Look, there are no horses in it."
Did they go, "Do it with puppets"?
Yeah. And cut the jokes. And we started writing it as a play. And the truth about it is that all the action takes place in bunkers, in trenches, in dugouts. It's really pretty enclosed.
Yeah.
Their world is pretty much huge noise up and around and tiny spaces. So the stage fitted perfectly.
Right, OK. Stay with us, because there's a lot more to talk about, because I want to talk about all this. You mentioned Dawn French and writing for that. But, of course, you know, Spitting Image and all that kind of stuff and how you guys met. So we'll talk about all of that. Next, we've got to take Traffic and Travel. It's a contractual obligation. I mean, what can you do? You know, even you have to take a back seat, you know, when the traffic is afoot.
Yep.
It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons with Nick Newman and Ian Hislop. We'll be talking to them more after this contractual obligation.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Hi, I've just been to tickets to be checked, and it shows I actually won the top prize on the raffle.
Right, well, congratulations. You have indeed won £1 million.
£1 million? Oh, Syndicate's so happy.
Oh,
my God. What's my
house? Mandy is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
All right, Steve.
Devastated. She's gone, and I'm lost without her. We've been together years.
Yeah, but
you can't rely on them.
You'll find another one, mate. Between you and me, I always thought she was a bit butch.
Hey, I'm talking about my old van.
I thought you meant Verity.
Me wife. Butch.
Oh, well. Either way, you can pick something up with a few less miles on the clock.
At Van Monster, every van is covered by our price match promise, our unique 5-day money-back guarantee, and includes a 6-month warranty. Terms and conditions apply. Find your perfect work partner at vanmonster.com.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're
soundproofing,
waterproofing, or fireproofing. Get the big name boards you need for nailed down prices from just £7.69 each. Or grab 100 raw plug metal self-drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night. Here, go feed my stallion.
Where the hell are you?
The Big Knight, Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged and Fire, tonight at 9 on History.
A Big Knight in.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Manchester, there are delays on the westbound side of the M62 because two lanes are closed due to an accident between junctions 19 and 18, with congestion back to junction 20. In North Wales, the westbound A55 has a lane out due to a broken down lorry in the Conwy area. Long delays still through Nottinghamshire due to the continued closure of the A1, shut in both directions in the Newark area following a serious accident. And a breakdown is causing delays in Berkshire on the A34 at Cheveley. I'm David Moore.
Morning, love. All ready for the big game?
Hiya, darling. Yeah, the boys are raring to go, just having our sausage sarnies. Hey, lads, give Ange a big Peterborough hello.
Morning,
morning, boys. Oh, I hope they win.
Yeah, if they win today, they'll go above Oadby Wiggistonians in the league.
Oh, well, fingers crossed.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
If you give one live stand-up comedy DVD this Christmas, make sure it's this one.
Norman Lamont also presented what was billed then as the last spring budget. What they failed to remind me, Mr. Deputy Speaker, was that 10 weeks later he was sacked. So,
Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, is live at the Houses of Parliament.
£270 million to keep the UK at the forefront of disruptive technologies like biotech, robotic systems and driverless vehicles, a technology I believe the party opposite knows something about.
All the best jokes and gags from the spreadsheet man who's at the top of his comedy game.
The Right Honourable Gentleman opposite, who is now so far down a black hole that even Stephen Hawking has disowned him.
Get on down to your local Woolworths this Christmas and give the gift of laughter.
Under the last Labour government, corporation tax was 28%. By the way, they don't call it the last Labour government for nothing.
With extra bonus material, including audio commentary from Robert Peston.
It's one of those occasions where the economics and the politics are pointing in completely different directions, looking like a bit of a car crash.
It's Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, live at the Houses of Parliament.
So wish me luck today.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. We bring you guest action, as you know. Joined by Ian Hislop and Nick Newman, who are in flogging the hell out of their play, which is transferring to the West End to the Arts Theatre, the Wipers Times, which we've just been talking about. But the names of Nick Newman and Ian Hislop joined forever together. I'm a big fan of Spitting Image when it began, and you're and as a sort of someone who wanted to get into comedy and was a big fan of comedy, would sort of sit staring at the credits to see who had created this stuff. And obviously your names were in it every week as a sort of double act. I think it's probably where I'd first heard of both of you,
I
think.
It's sort of where we sort of started writing together. Mm. I mean, although we'd been at school together, I was slightly ahead of Ian.
Older.
I was the chap who held Ian's head down the toilet and flushed the loo.
Very good for me, it was too.
Yeah. That explains
it,
the
it
hair.
It made him a comedian. But no, when we sort of got to university and Ian came up and I'd set up a humorous magazine called Passing Wind.
And subtle.
And we wrote jokes and did silly cartoons, and Ian took it over, and that's where we sort of started working together.
Yeah.
But I was working, doing a very serious job as a business journalist when we started working on Spitting Image.
And I persuaded Nick to come over to the dark side and stop being a serious figure and start writing some jokes about Mrs. Thatcher.
Yeah.
And no, we did the whole of her reign. And then at the end of it, having got rid of her, personally, we felt...
I think you're right, yeah.
We gave up and we thought, our job is done here.
Yeah. You can't achieve anything greater than that. Because having been in writers' rooms myself, now and stuff, what was it like then on Spinning Image? Because it was certainly the first show of its kind that obviously my generation remembers, but in terms of, did you sort of write together or in a room with all writers, or how did it kind of work?
We did both, and we were commissioned by the end to write about sort of 25 minutes a week, which we had to just sort of churn out ourselves, which we wrote mostly driving around South London, trying to get to the place and deliver the material. But we would also come in on a Friday and have a topical session with people like Grant Naylor and
Red Dwarf, and
Murray Hunter and John Doherty.
Yeah.
And so it was great fun, I have to say. It was I never thought of it as work. And although it was great fun, the programme itself to us was always slightly disappointing because, as writers, if a sketch worked really well, it was generally because the puppets did the words better. And we always used to, by the end, we became incredibly lazy and gave up writing punchlines, and we'd just say, amusing puppety business ensues.
Puppets hit each other on head.
That did run out. It's like the Python way. Can't get out of sketch, physical thing. Yeah.
But there was some, that was part of the appeal of Spitting Image, is the visceral appeal of seeing somebody like Norman Tebbit have his head bashed on the on the head with a mallet.
Or put his hand in a blender. Or someone else's hand. No, I mean, it was very, very good fun. But we didn't know then. I mean, the first series, everyone said, this is rubbish. You should be embarrassed. I've never seen anything so bad.
Was it the nightly show of its day?
Absolutely. No, they said absolutely terrible. And then the second series, they said, this is marvellous. We love this. And then the third series, they said, oh, it's not as funny as the second. It's really gone off. So we felt we never won.
Yeah. But it's remembered, obviously, incredibly fondly. Now, and do you think whoever they are, say we've never really achieved that level of satire on television since? And there's been many attempts, I suppose. The Nightly Show somehow pretending to be the latest one. Did you hear that Mel and Sue have pulled out of this, by the way? Have you heard this?
No.
About an hour ago, Mel and Sue have just... They were lined up to present.
Yeah, no, they were literally on the cliff edge.
And could have been the ones that saved it, frankly.
Yeah.
But apparently they've pulled out.
Mary Berry taking over.
Mary Berry's coming in.
Is it Paul Hollywood?
What? The most inappropriate... George Galloway is probably going to turn up.
I'd watch George... I think there's a great deal of nostalgia. As people get older, they say, oh, there's nothing like there was in my day. And to be honest, I remember the producer coming in after he'd put a sketch on about some sheep. I can't tell this because you've got a square word in it. Anyway, it was to do with the word bar and whatever. Anyway, but we had no idea at the time that, you know, later we would trade on this for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, which is not very much. But what I was going to say, where you've sort of gone on from that as well, because you were drawing cartoons, Nick, anyway, but you're the Sunday Times cartoonist now and won many awards for it. And obviously you do stuff for Private Eye, which you now edit. So your worlds have stayed intertwined, but then you go off and do your same.
We're very lucky the way Private Eye works. We have a 1 week on, 1 week off sort of schedule. So in an on week, we're writing jokes for Private Eye all the time. In an off week, we have the opportunity to go and develop our own projects. And Ian goes off and makes documentaries that nobody watches.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of them.
Yeah.
No. You're a bit fascinated with trains and stuff here, aren't you, William?
Someone once said to me, your documentary is about very old people talking about dead people. Which is exactly what they're about. So if anyone is short of things to do, BBC Four tends to repeat them.
Yeah, it does that.
No, we're old friends. Nick doesn't mean that.
Nick's the only one watching it on a sense of loyalty. We're running out of time, really, but I just wanted to get your take on this notion that in the Trump era...
Yes.
But, you know, there's one camp saying, you know, so it's, where do we go? How do you satirise that? Is the answer to you, well, quite easily, because satire is about sort of exaggerating what's there. And with him, he exaggerates it to such an nth degree. But as a satirist, where do you go with it?
My response to this is people say, oh, you can't do satire now. Life's too ridiculous. And that was first said by Juvenal, the Roman satire, in 100 AD. It's not a new thought, and it's not true either.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing with Trump is that because he's so ridiculous, you have to find out something that really hurts. It's no good just going, oh, Trump, we hate him, and he's got funny hair. I mean, perfectly amusing as that is, you have to find something that he really hates.
Yeah.
And I think the joy of Saturday Night Live is he hates it.
Yeah.
And he tweets, he says, this is not funny or clever. That's a fantastic result.
Yeah, it's doing what it's supposed to do.
They must be so pleased with themselves.
Over the moon. Have you ever been sort of messaged, either of you, by a politician in that way, and criticised that way, in which case you know you're getting to them?
Well, Trump commented on a Private Eye cover earlier last year, We did a cover of Trump saying vote Trump, and he's a picture of him pointing at his head saying it's a no-brainer. And Trump said, British media, get behind me.
Ian Hislop, Nick Newman, thank you so much for coming in. The Wipers Times is their play. See where the whole satirical magazine notion began, in the trenches. Well, in many ways, it's gone back to for me. It's the Arts Theatre. When does it start?
March the 21st.
The 21st.
And it runs for 8 weeks.
An 8 week run. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Ian Hislop, Nick Newman on Talk Radio. In the next half an hour of the programme, our work experience, Daisy will be in reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. We tell her it's because it's a leg up into the media industry. The truth of it is, we don't have to pay her. That's why she's here. That's all it is. That's the big debate at three. And this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster happening around 4:15. At 2:30 now, Tanya's here with the news on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Police have questioned a man and a woman over claims they plotted to snatch a baby from a hospital. Officers say a couple presented staff at Great Ormond Street in London with a picture of a baby in an incubator which they claimed was theirs. NHS England has had its worst month on record for A&E waiting times. 85.1% of patients were seen within the four-hour timeframe in January. The target is 95%. Yesterday, the Chancellor announced funding for social care to alleviate the pressure on hospital beds. Ellen Holmes, a nurse in Bridport in Dorset, says the situation's so bad they're sending people to interim care homes.
So their first choice of care home may not have a place for some time. So we're asking them to think about going somewhere else temporarily. And obviously that can be quite an upheaval for people. But we're having to ask people to do that because otherwise they're staying with us for a longer period of time that's not necessary.
Up to 20 British children may be among the victims of a fake Justin Bieber who's been arrested on sex charges. Australian police say a university lecturer is suspected of posing as the singer online and enticing young people to send explicit images. The former youth football coach Barry Bennell has been charged with sexually abusing a boy in the early 1980s. The 63-year-old will appear in court on Monday. He's already been charged with several other offences linked to a number of child sex attacks against three boys, all dating to the 1980s. And the Queen's unveiled a new national monument for members of the military and civilians involved in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The sculpture in Victoria Embankment Gardens in central London pays tribute to all those who helped bring peace and stability. Around 2,500 people, including veterans Theresa May and former prime ministers, went to a ceremony beforehand. Prince Harry, who served in Afghanistan, gave a reading.
There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot.
The weather mild with plenty of sunshine across the UK, but cloudy with some light rain for the far southwest, and today's high 16 Celsius.
Thanks, Tanya. Every time you say plenty of sunshine, in my head I hear you burst into song.
I can do that.
You know, plenty of sunshine coming my way. You know that?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Could you sing the weather for me?
Can I do another?
Yeah, you can go rehearse if you want to, or you can do it now.
Mild with plenty of sunshine. No, so I don't sing.
I'd rehearse it and then come back
sing.
And that was good.
I like karaoke, but...
Do you? What's your big karaoke hit?
Oh, you know, the one that everybody does. I was afraid, I was petrified. That one.
I hate karaoke so much that I don't think I've ever been. Maybe once, which is when I hated it. No, and so I don't know what everyone's karaoke, but if it's that one, I'm definitely not going.
I can actually feel my cheeks. I think I'm blushing.
You're not.
That's embarrassing.
That's fine.
I'm going now.
Karaoke news on the way at 3 o'clock. Hours time, bonus news. It's animal news today. Tani, thank you very much indeed. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. You're listening to what I just said you were a moment ago, so I'm not going to repeat it. A lot of news around today, of course. Budget fallout. Chancellor of the Exchequer accused of breaking his manifesto promise. This is, well, it's quite big news, isn't it? What he's done, he's targeted the self-employed. He has said that he wouldn't put up national insurance contributions, but he has. Chancellor of the Exchequer. You know how Ian Hislop personally brought down Mrs. Thatcher?
Yes.
Right? With his jokes. If that doesn't force Hammond's resignation by the end of the day, Chancellor.
I mean, it's then already had an effect. Mel and Sue have already said, well, we can't do the nightly show after that.
No.
Leaving the gap way open for you after that.
I am going in to save the nightly show. ITV, if you're listening. I'll come and I'm happy
it's
to
only
do
around
it.
The corner. We should
just
pop in.
Just like pop in on my way home and pop up to the office. Come on, I'll
leave
do
a
it.
CV there.
I'll do it for CV. Yeah. Have you got any vacancy? I heard you got a vacancy. Here's my CV. I've got O levels. anyway, what I was saying was the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around.
No one can, Cornelius. No one. That was a noisy. You were scratching your head as you said that.
Yeah.
Did I get that's a very noisy scratch? Isn't it? That's a noisy scratch I've ever heard anyone.
I think it's more my hair.
Yeah, well, it is like pubes.
Yeah.
So, I've got a squeak.
Just do the hiker.
hang on. I won't do
this
it.
Isn't radio.
No, I've got a
this isn't.
I've got a squeaky eye. I was just going to demonstrate, but it's not doing it at the moment. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right, so it's all quite complicated, isn't it?
Yes,
can't get my head around it.
I can't get my head around it.
You don't need to, Cornelius, because we explain the news using Japanese poetry, 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. It's the news in haiku.
Self-employed get tax rise, which is annoying as I don't pay any.
The news in haikus. Right then. Joins us for work experience punditry, and as I said, we tell our work experiences that it's a leg up into the industry, an all important first rung on the ladder into a broadcasting career. That's what we say. Truth is, it's that they're free and we don't have to pay them anything. That's why they're here. That's why Daisy's here. She's reviewing gadgety stuff today, because that's what we do on a Thursday. Hey, Daisy.
Hey,
Daisy, give us some gadgety stuff.
News.
Do you?
I shall.
Okay. What are we starting with?
Just quickly, I thought I'd show how relevant tech is today.
Yep.
After the budget yesterday.
Oh.
And he promised that there would be £500 million going towards improving tech in Britain.
Oh, he did.
Especially electric vehicles, artificial intelligence and robotics.
Right.
So I just thought I'd drop that in.
That's nicely topically linked. But then again, don't forget he is the Chancellor.
He is.
Just so good. We should just repeat that joke over and over again for 3 hours. That's what I was saying today.
Chancellor. Of the Exchequer.
It doesn't get old.
Do it again.
He's the Chancellor. Yeah.
This is the best joke since Tony Blair.
Yes. Tony B. Liar.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, he's pledged that, hasn't he? He's going to give it to... So this is now all part of this... Now, he didn't bring in the diesel scrappage scheme that many people thought he would, because people who were sold diesel cars by the previous government, because they said that's what we had to buy, including me, who bought one, and now apparently my car will be worthless because no one wants a diesel car. So thanks, government. Once again, I'm affected personally by the government. Not impartial. I'm self-employed. I've got a diesel. My life's rubbish.
It is very annoying, considering there's a Tory government. It's only supposed to affect the poor, like, badly.
Yeah,
it's affecting us, the white middle class, which is a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I didn't vote for them to have a go at me.
Exactly.
I wanted them to disenfranchise the poor.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
So this whole technology thing then, this is what's going to happen? Is this where they put more charging points around the country or something? Is that the gist of what they're...
I think it's just like they're committing to helping Britain compete after Brexit. So they're putting loads of money into us being like market leaders in certain areas within technology. They also want to create 5G connectivity in the UK. Because the internet's pretty rubbish going around the place.
It'd be quite good if they got 3G working in major cities first, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I'll get that right. Anyway, look, it's we've got to take traffic control. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We've got to do it.
Okay.
I don't want to, but we've got to.
Okay.
But stay there, Daisy, because we'll go proper into geeky gadgety reviews next on Talk Radio. But now, you know, adverts and stuff.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
By the time Adam has screwed that socket back on the wall, by the time Sam has tightened that tap, or Jim has finished packing up his tools, their click and collect orders from Screwfix will be ready. With Screwfix Click and Collect, you can check stock online at screwfix.com, order, and thousands of trade products are ready to pick up in as little as 1 minute from any of our 500 stores nationwide. Screwfix, here when you need us.
When a stroke strikes, the damage spreads like a fire in the brain. When you spot any single one of the signs, think and act fast. F, face. Has it fallen on one side? A, arms. Can they raise them? S, speech. Is it slurred? T, time to dial 999. The faster you act, the better their chances. So even if you're not sure, act fast. Make the call. Dial 999.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
Clive, Winston Wolf. Whale music? You must be one stressed out private landlord.
Yes, I am.
Your tenants are struggling financially and can't pay their rent. But you're with Direct Line. They'll repay any unpaid rent until your tenants are out.
Oh.
So drop the stress ball. It'll all be over soon. Ah, that's better.
Claim back unpaid rent after 1 month's arrears with rent guarantee. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional cover as part of legal expenses add-on. Qualifying criteria and cover limits apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's queuing on the westbound M62 in the Manchester area. It's all because of an accident involving a lorry and a car between junctions 19 and 18, with congestion back to Rochdale at junction 20. The northbound M6 in the Birmingham area has some heavy traffic due to a breakdown between junctions 5 and 6. And the A1 remains closed to traffic in both directions in the Newark area of Nottinghamshire. That's following a very serious accident with long delays on surrounding routes. I'm David Moore.
Morning. Just wishing you luck for the reunion.
Thanks, sweetie. It's amazing how little Braintree's changed.
How are you feeling?
Good. Just having breakfast, getting my story straight.
Go on.
I thought I'd say I was an international scuba diving instructor.
Nice.
And I've been married for 5 years to Hugo, an acclaimed composer and award-winning lifeguard.
Oh, that's good.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes! Now, we're here with Daisy. She's got the geeky, gadgety stuff. It's work experience, punditry. We've pulled her away from the photocopier and the kettle and photocopying the kettle and put her in front of the microphone, where she's going to talk us through a week's worth of geeky, gadgety stuff. Now, where are we starting, Daisy? What are we going in with?
We're going to high-speed travel.
Okay.
So the first pictures of the Hyperloop 1 test track have been released, which is where you're travelling over 500 miles per hour.
Where's this?
They're going to test it in the desert in Las Vegas.
Right.
And if developed, you float on a cushion of air, basically, in these tubes.
Yep.
And you can go from London to Edinburgh in 45 minutes... LA to San Francisco in half an hour, and yep, you can reach up to speeds of 800 miles per hour.
I want to go on this.
It does sound good, doesn't
so
it?
So what's the print? So it's a tube, isn't it? Is that right?
Yeah, so you're in a little capsule,
yep,
in a low-pressure tube, yep, floating on air.
Yep.
So they said it's like a mixture of Concorde, a rail gun, I'm not sure what that is.
It's a gun.
And and like, yeah, air hockey table, because of the air.
Yeah.
But that worries me, because a lot of the time when you go to use an air hockey table, the air's
like not good.
Some of the holes clog up, don't
yeah
they?
Also, sometimes you hurt your knuckles on it.
You do.
Yeah. So if they turn an area between two cities into a giant air hockey table, essentially, are they? I mean, do they get big mechanical giants with big clubs to bash you across,
yeah,
like in an air hockey?
Yeah, that's the plan.
So smash your capsule across to another city. I like the sound of this.
It does sound fun.
Is yeah there actually a loop in it?
I've no had a big,
like a roller coaster.
No, it's just, yeah.
Okay, well,
it's
why is it called the Hyperloop one then? That's stupid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Hot Wheels. Can you create your own?
Oh, I don't know.
That'd
maybe
be quite good.
Yeah.
Create your own shape. It's not bad. Design your own hyper. They're testing it in the desert.
Yeah, and then if it works, they're going to install it between Dubai and Abu Dhabi.
I've got. Well, of course they are. Yeah, but is it like so like a rail track in that sense? It has to go through wherever. So
yeah,
you know, it would. You've got to knock buildings down if indeed
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it came
yeah
to Britain.
Yeah.
You know, where are you going to put it, etc., etc.
No,
it looks like a monorail sort of thing. It's that. So it's raised up above the ground with a tube,
oh,
so
yeah,
pillars.
Okay.
So yeah, you would have to knock stuff down. What would be perfect if that could work underground? Surely, that would be amazing.
That's just the tube.
Yeah, I've already got that. It's called the underground. Daisy's actually... And that's why she does the gadgety stuff. Because she's on the ball with this. You know, all you've done there is say something that exists.
I thought that was just downstairs. No, but if you could get super... Because then you wouldn't have to knock anything
yeah
down. So if they can make that work underground, that'd be ideal.
Hashtag Crossrail. Right. I'd like... Well, I look forward... Have they given a date as to when this is going to go in Dubai to Abu Dhabi?
No, they're just testing it this year. The public trials expected this year. And they claim that it will be safer than passenger jets and will cost less than high-speed rail. But then critics are saying it's too expensive, and if it failed, then it would be catastrophic. As in if the air just suddenly stopped or something.
Well, I suppose you would have to build in certain safety.
Yeah, of course.
Because, as you said, like in the hockey table, if the air stopped, you'd just stop, wouldn't you?
Mm. The game just stops.
Yeah.
I mean, I've played air hockey and the air stopped. No one got killed. We just stopped playing, went to the bar. So it could just be like that.
It could be.
All right. What else is in your gadgety bag?
Okay, so we've got Google Cloud has now got the ability to see things in videos.
Explain that.
So basically, they've got this new technology and now you can search for a specific object within a video.
Wow.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. It's called Cloud Video Intelligence API.
But what's
so, like, it will watch the video and then it will do little markers for, like, oh, there's a dog here or there's a mountain or there's a this.
Why do we need that?
I guess if you're trying to find specific things in videos very quickly.
Oh, so you're sitting at home and you just go, oh, I need to look at a video of a mountain.
I mean, you could just type in video of mountain.
Yeah.
But they've said it's for large media organisations and consumer technology companies who want to build their media catalogues and find easy ways to manage crowdsource content.
It's I can see the point, because you know when you are searching for something, I've done this, because this is the world we live in now, and you may have done the same. Okay, I've genuinely, in my old-fashioned way, you know, been reading a book, right? And in my head, as I'm reading it, I go, oh, I need to just relook at the bit from a few chapters ago. And I've even though I'm holding a physical book, I've just sort of gone to touch it to find a search function. Have you done that? Or is that really just me?
I've never done that.
Okay,
I don't read.
Yeah, well, so. You can't read for a start. But I've genuinely done that. And it's that thing of my kids now will, even though the television is just a tele, it's not a smart television that can be used by the CIA to spy on us.
I have an example.
Yeah. I haven't finished my anecdote.
Okay.
You just
asked if we had examples of if we.
Yeah, but
did
you
this.
Said you, then no. Yeah, but you
yeah,
said no.
But then I moved on. I did.
Right. Well, too late. So the but they'll go up to the telly.
Because with toilet seats, right? My parents have one where if you drop it, it slowly goes down.
Yeah.
But when I moved out for the first couple of weeks, I just have a normal toilet seat, and I was always crashing it down.
I've done that a lot.
So
I've done that
really,
a lot.
That's one of those ones where they should have just gone all or nothing with toilet seats.
I agree.
The CIA can spy on you via your smart toilet seat as well. Did you know that? They're building up a database of terrorist arses. Yeah. Yeah. Because arses are unique, like a fingerprint. Yeah. Because so what? You think you've got a soft closed toilet seat. Your parents have.
Yeah.
And what you don't know is, this was in the WikiLeaks documents yesterday, toilet seats, the CIA can see your arse.
Really?
Yeah, and your foo-foo. And
my foo-foo?
No, a lady's foo-foo.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Through it, and they have got a database, because none of them are the same. So they've got a database of them now, and they can identify terrorists through smart toilet seats. That's the next big scandal waiting to happen. Anyway, my children go up to the television and they will try and swipe it and touch it and swipe it. And it's not a touchy television. Because
swipe it? Like Tinder?
I don't know. Just
what are they aiming for?
Well, like when you change screens on an iPad or something. I don't know.
Okay.
And they just, like, you know, they've got food all over their hands. And so I'm just smearing stuff all over the television.
Your children anyway. Sound really stupid.
All right. So,
I
don't know what it's for. I like, look, Shazam, I get, right? So, yeah. Oh, what's that song?
That's great.
Hold up a thing, tells you instantly. I still don't know how that works. I think it's like wizardry.
It's that sort of thing, but in video form.
But in video form. And I is there this now, or did I dream this, or think it would be a good idea? You know when you're watching something on TV, your broadcast, or whatever it might be, and you think, who's that? They've been in a thing.
Yeah.
They've been, oh, what have they been in? Oh. And you watch it, oh, I've got to look them up on IMDb. There should be a way to just Shazam a face. So they go, oh, that person was in The West Wing. Or something, you know?
That might
exist.
Yeah. You're getting into lots of privacy issues there, surely. Though.
Amazon do it. On Amazon, if you watch something on Amazon Prime, is it Amazon? Yeah, Amazon Fire Stick Prime thing. If you pause a scene in something, It will show you all the actors in that scene down below with links to click to show you who and what they are and what they've been in. So that kind of thing. But I don't see what the point of objects. Oh, there's a cup in the background. I need to know what a cup is. Oh, I'm watching this film. There's two girls in this scene and one cup. And I need to know where that object, the cup, is from. And I don't know. Anyway, Google Cloud.
Yeah, Google Cloud. Should I go on to the next one?
Yes.
Okay, so there's Flippy the Burger Machine. So it's
is this George Galloway's book?
It's meant to like replace humans in fast food restaurant kitchens, basically. So it's a robotic kitchen assistant from Miso Robotics, and it uses automation to solve the high pain points in restaurants and food prep. So basically, it unwraps the burger, it puts the burger on the grill, it flips it over, it tells you when it's ready to take it off. And then, yeah.
This is taking jobs away, is it?
Yes, but
not jobs anyone wants.
The thing is, it's they were like quite specific in this that like we shouldn't freak out and be like we're all going to lose our jobs.
Oh, okay then.
Because they can't put the condiments on,
right?
And they can't wrap up the products.
Oh, there were some lessons at school that taught you how to put condiments on. Do you remember?
Yeah.
On a banana, usually, wasn't it?
Yeah, it talked about wrapping up products. Yeah.
Didn't it? Anyways, yeah. Never forget the sight of Mr. Harris having to stand at the front of the class putting a condiment on a banana. Went to prison after that. Anyway, go on, what?
basically, they're saying that you always need chefs to taste food and come up with new combinations, and this is just a way of helping speed up things.
That explains why I've seen people in McDonald's licking the burgers before they give it to
you. Yeah, it's all for taste testing.
Yeah. Oh, that explains that.
Yeah.
Flippy
the burger machine. And it uses a 6-axis robotic arm and a sensor bar. And it uses thermal and 3D sensors and cameras to work out what's going on around it.
A sensor bar sounds delicious, doesn't it? Can you just pop to the newsagents, get me a sensor bar? Sounds healthy as well.
It does sound healthy.
Yeah.
Just to wash your burger down with, you mean?
Yeah.
Not from Flippy. All right. But this is, you see, your work experience, that's what the point is, but this is your future.
What, flipping burgers?
No. Yeah, well, possibly. I mean, I wasn't going to say, but, yeah. No.
Thanks, John.
No, I mean, in terms of your the world of work is becoming more automated.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, I mean, what do you want to do, right? It's like careers now.
Yeah.
When you grow up, Daisy.
Stuff in radio.
There, I know. That's the point. But what if the stuff in radio is all done by robots?
But I don't think it'll all be done by robots.
Well, I'm just putting it out.
They'd have more personality than most of the presenters on Capital.
That's true, yeah. It won't be long before Flippy the Burger is presenting...
Evenings with Flippy the Burger.
That's exactly right. We should get him a show on here. Yeah. Put a hat on it, it's George Galloway, basically, that is.
Plus, you both like burgers, so...
Yeah. All right. Hey, Daisy, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Daisy. She had work experience punditry today. Geeky, gadgety stuff. In the next bit of the programme, we will bring you the big debate just after 3 o'clock. There will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster as somebody, and I can tell you who it's going to be. It's going to be one of the other Mac twin off of Virgin Radio.
Big Macs.
Right, linked to the burgers.
Yeah.
Clever. Anyway, she's going to have her knowledge tested as to Paul Ross, of course. Well, that's about it. It's stuff for the next hour. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's Thursday. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Listen closely. Relax your mind. Now picture a car. It's Italian. A Trident? Yes. A Maserati. Now picture a number, a price. Too high. Focus. No? Well, the Ghibli Saloon starts at just £475 a month, plus initial rental on personal contract hire with Maserati. I know. Unbelievable, isn't it? Find out more at maserati.co.uk. Personal contract hire. The Maserati Ghibli Diesel. Initial rental of 5,700. 48-month term. 9,000 miles per annum. Subject to status. Valid until 31st of March 17. Maserati contract hire.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night. Here, go feed my stallion.
Where the hell are you?
The big night, Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged and Fire, tonight at 9 on History.
A big night in.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, overseas buyers are looking for quality UK goods and services. Make your business visible around the world and help buyers find you through the government's free new online service. Start your export journey. Visit great.gov.uk.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In March, we've got 65mm Class B engineering bricks for only 25 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Thursday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Here's Tani with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, pair arrested after alleged attempted baby kidnap at hospital. Plus, worst month on record for A&E waiting times. And Chancellor urged to rethink self-employed tax hike.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A man and a woman have been arrested following reports of an attempted child abduction at London's Great Ormond Street Children's Hospital. It's alleged two people tried to get into an intensive care unit. Staff say the pair showed them a photo of a baby in an incubator which they claimed was theirs, but the information they provided didn't match hospital records. Police say it could have been a frightening and harrowing incident. January was the worst month on record for waiting times at English A&E units. Nearly 1,000 people waited 12 hours to be admitted, while just 85% were seen within the target 4 hours. The government's been accused of failing to grasp the seriousness of the situation, and these patients believe it needs more investment.
It could do with the dumb side a bit more money, and probably more doctors and nurses.
I had to cancel an appointment for February, and the next time they can get me in to see a consultant is the end of August.
Not enough funding, and it's just going to get worse.
A memorial to those killed during the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan has been unveiled in central London. The Queen, Theresa May, and former Prime Minister Tony Blair were among those at the ceremony. Philip Hammond's facing pressure to back down on plans to raise national insurance bills for some self-employed people. The Chancellor's been criticised for the announcement in yesterday's budget, as Conservatives promised not to increase the tax in their 2015 election manifesto. Even former Work and Pension Secretary Ian Duncan Smith has suggested a rethink.
We've got two budgets this year. We've got this one, which I think is small, but in October we've got another budget where we start the new cycle. And I'd like for this period to have a chance to reflect on that, to think about how this lands and whether or not, you know, you want to look at adjustments.
And the boss of Rolls-Royce is to receive a bonus of more than £900,000, even though the engineering firm's posted its biggest ever loss. Warren East will also get an £18,000 pay rise this year.
Is it finished?
I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Just checking. Just checking.
Yep. Ready for the weather, Steph?
Yes, we are.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There it was.
It's mild and there's lots and lots of sunshine across the UK. Bit cloudy though, with some light rain for the far southwest, and the high, lovely 16 Celsius.
16 Celsius.
16. It's not bad.
Thank you, Tanya. There. Who will be back in half an hour with today's bonus news. Regular listeners will be only too aware that the news is shorter than it used to be, and she has to make the time up.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it with bonus news, and we do animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news on consecutive days. Today, animal news, would you like to tease us as to which animals may be newsworthy?
There are frogs involved.
Yep.
And wild boars. And...
Oh.
I can't remember the other two.
Okay. 25 minutes to wait for that scoop. And now here's Ben. Ben's got the sport. And today Ben's got the pre-recorded sport live from a cow that's reversing a truck.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with cricket. England were put into bat first by the West Indies in the third and final ODI in Barbados after losing the wicket of Jason Roy for 17 early on. England were 81 for 1 after 18 overs. Owen Morgan's side have already won the series, leading 2-0. Arsenal chairman Sir Chips Keswick says any decision on the future of manager Arsene Wenger will be made with the manager and that the club is fully aware of supporter anger. Frenchman's contract runs out to the end of the season. He's yet to decide if he'll be staying on. Several hundred fans protested against Wenger outside the ground ahead of Tuesday's 5-1 Champions League defeat by Bayern Munich. Despite heavy criticism of the playing surface, Manchester United's Europa League game in Russia will go ahead later, live over on TalkSport 2. They face FC Rostov in the first leg of their last 16 tie. Finally, rugby. England have made three changes for their Six Nations clash with Scotland at Twickenham. Ben Youngs, Jack Noel and Jonathan Joseph replace Danny Kerr, Ben Teo and Johnny May. Hamish Watson comes in for the injured John Hardy in the Scottish back row. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Ben there with the pre-recorded sport live today from where a cow is reversing a lorry. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
George Galloway has announced that he's writing a children's book. That's in the news today. Talk Radio's own George Galloway writing a children's book. We have, of course, been bringing you extracts from it, from the first drafts of this, over the afternoon, for instance. This is from his book, proposed book, The Very Bloodthirsty Caterpillar Blair. One Sunday morning, the warm sun came up and pop, out of the egg came a very bloodthirsty caterpillar Blair. He was so bloodthirsty, on the first day, he attacked a whole Middle Eastern country. On the second day, he went through 100,000 civilian deaths in Iraq, and that gave him a poorly tummy. Cornelius, you've got an extract from a book there as well, haven't you?
Yes.
What have you got there?
Hagrid burst down the door, walked over to Harry, barging the Dursleys out of the way, before heading towards the boy and handing him an envelope. "What is this?" asked Harry. Hagrid replied, "You're a communist, Harry!"
Yeah, that's from Harry Potter and the man in the lycra hat. This is from George Galloway's children's book, The Egalitarian Who Came to Tea. Once there was a little girl called Sophie, and she was having tea with her mummy in the kitchen. Suddenly, there was a ring at the door. The scourge of the EU came to tea. We gave him £350 million a year, but the EU still looked hungry. We handed over our sovereignty, but the EU still looked hungry. And it goes on like that. George Galloway, extract from George Galloway's book there.
Yes, this is one's from The Broadcaster in the Hat. Mm. Then our mother came in and she said to us too, "Did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do?" And Sally and I did not know what to say. Should we tell her about the illegal wars we started that day?
Thank you, George. Shall we bring you more extracts of George Galloway's children's book? Of course, he's announced a children's book deal as we get them. But now it's time on Talk Radio for the big debate. So, Nicole Kidman has come out. Sorry, it goes over the page, actually. That. So Nicole Kidman has come out and explained why she did that weird clapping thing that she did at the Oscars recently. She's explained that while on a visit to SeaWorld, now she's told this to an Australian radio station, apparently Nicole Kidman was on a visit to SeaWorld in Florida where she was bitten by a radioactive seal and as such has begun to develop seal powers. Nicole Kidman says she can now only eat raw fish, can't clap like a human anymore, of course we know that, we've seen the footage, and her next role isn't a film one, but one where she'll jump through a hoop and honk at her keeper. Of course, this news, she revealed, has sent social media into a frenzy. They say, people are saying this afternoon, is it right to keep Nicole Kidman in captivity? Or should she be released back into the open ocean to swim with other aquatic actresses, such as Carrie Fisher or Daryl Hannah when she was in Splash? Carrie Fisher, of course, sadly died at the end of last year when she became trapped in a tuna net. Many rightly sent flowers. Now, on the line listening to me say the word flowers there is Ben. Ben's called Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Ben. Now, you've called in because you heard me say the word flowers. What's your problem with flowers, Ben? Why are you calling for an end to them?
Well, where do I start?
Flowers. I'd start at the beginning.
Oh, at the beginning. Sorry, I was starting in the middle.
No.
The problem with flowers,
yep.
As you know, it all stems, yep. If you excuse the word stems, from the root of the problem, which is that flowers are a smelly thing. You know, you go to someone's house and they say, smell that.
Yep.
And then after you smell that, they say, smell the flowers.
Yep.
It's just really, it really brings the taste in your mouth down, doesn't it? The smell of a rose or a hyacinth or a glandis.
Yep.
It just smells like, well, it smells.
Right, so it's not supposed to be the shape of the flower or the action of the flower in the wind. It's essentially because they stink.
They look disgusting. I mean, in this day and age with Brexit and Trump, we don't want things particularly colourful, do we? So the look of them as well, and some of them have thorns, as you know, and the ones that don't, they don't.
Right, OK, stay on the line for me, Ben. Let me bring in Bill, who's on the other one. Hello, Bill. Good afternoon, Bill.
Oh, well, hey, Donna. Oh, wow, man, this is like a hit rush. I'm on the radio. How you doing, man?
Stop laughing.
Right. Ben is against flowers, thinks they're too colourful, and that they stink. What, Bill, you're caught, am I right in saying you're a fan of flowers?
Oh, I love flowers. I love my magnolia cider, man. Listen, a flower is like a woman. All right, a flower looks good. It smells good. It lives a little longer. It's got water every day. You know, if you're in the countryside and you don't have anything to eat, you can always eat one. You know, so it really.
Stop you there. You can't eat a woman on it when you're trapped in the countryside. That's I won't have that. You can't not on the day after International Women's Day. It's not. You know, if you left that till tomorrow, that might be acceptable, but that's not acceptable now. You can't eat a woman if you're trapped in the countryside. I'm just not going to allow that.
Shut up now.
Ben, come back in and talk to me about the problems with flowers. Now, we know that they're a controversial subject. That's the point. That's why we're talking about them, of course. Philip Hammond, in his speech yesterday, this is in the budget, said that anyone who likes flowers is going to pay more national insurance, right? And presumably, Ben, you disagree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the biggest problem for me, John, I might say your contributor sounds clinically insane. The biggest problem for me is that I'm a self-employed flower hater.
Yeah.
Which means that there's a kind of added tax to it, and it also it sort of branches out into other subjects.
Yeah.
I don't like self-raising flowers.
Yeah. These are the ones that grow with no help out of the ground.
Absolutely. And people eat them as well, which is sounds disgusting. Or add them to various different meals, pastries.
Well, you're right. Let me remind you of yesterday's big story, of course. Mary Berry on television cooked a bolognese, didn't she? Which people are saying was wrong. She cooked bolognese. It was made of mince, tulips, daffodils. At Pansies, and she said that was a bolognese, and people are saying that's not a bolognese. Is that a bolognese, Bill?
Oh, that sounds like a bolognese. Yeah, sure. I mean, I've eaten a lot of crazy things in my time.
Well, women in the countryside, we've learned that. You're a cannibal, Bill.
I'm cannibal?
Cannibal?
Oh, a cannibal?
Not a cannibal. Cannibal.
Hey, and let me open up a can of Bill on you right now, John. Let me tell you more about flowers, all right?
Oh, please,
did you know that the broccoli is a flower? You can eat a flower that's a broccoli, because broccoli's a flower. And I believe also cauliflower, though I haven't checked.
But is a Mary Berry a flower? Because that draws the line for me. I wouldn't eat a Mary Berry.
Would you eat a bolognese? This is a simple question. Would you eat a bolognese that had been made with... If Mary Berry fell in a mincer, right?
In the countryside.
If you like, wherever, yeah, like a threshing machine.
Like a combine harvester.
Yes, if Mary Berry fell in a combine harvester, right, and was reduced to mince, and then somebody made a bolognese out of her, would you eat that, Ben?
I would. I mean, I'm... but the problem that would come is if somebody told me there was flowers in there, that would be an issue for me.
But you're right. The thing is, the combine harvester, let's get to the crux of the issue here. That you're nearly there. If Mary Berry fell in a combine...
Is Mary Berry the flower?
No, Mary Berry's Mary Berry.
Oh, I see.
From Bake Off. If she fell in a combine harvester...
A combine harvester, yeah.
And was minced to death. And minced somebody made a bolognese out of...
Minced.
Yeah. She's dead. If someone made a bolognese out of Mary Berry's mince, right?
Yep. That sounds appealing, mate.
Would you eat that? Bearing in mind that...
I'd sniff it.
It's a combine... You'd smell Mary Berry's mince.
Just to check, there's no flowers involved.
Well, it's a combine harvester, and what I'm saying is it could have gathered up some flowers on the way. And so you would have to be careful. So you've said you'll eat Mary Berry bolognese mince, but you're not... But
no,
not,
I think I'd... In check hind... It. In sight hind, I'd probably caution on the side of
Yeah, I think you'd be right to do so. Bill, let me bring you in again here. Ben's just called you a racist. What do you say to that?
Oh man, he's moshing on my mellow, man. I don't like that kind of language and tone that he's using.
I don't like melons either.
Yeah.
Listen, what's your name? Ben, is it?
Ben,
I say
the obvious
love,
Bill and Ben relation.
Ben, love, yeah. It is a Ben. Flower, and you are its only seed. Ben, you just got to blossom, man.
It's Ben.
You got to blossom like the rose. Mm.
Have you heard about these trials in Sweden at all?
Sweden?
Yeah.
I didn't think they were doing trials in Sweden. I'd not heard that before.
They
is that
are.
A new thing?
No. What they're doing in Sweden at the moment is they... Because what... Well, let me ask you a very simple question. What attracts... Bees. What attracts bees?
Animated movies.
Brexit.
Yeah. Keep going.
Kindles.
Yeah. It's flowers, right?
And
Wow. Now, and that is, there is a
mind explosion over here. Boom.
I thought they were attracted to knees, John.
Bees are attracted to flowers. There's a problem with bees in Sweden, right? So what they've done there is to save money, they've got rid of bees and they've just got one giant bee now, right?
Yeah.
That goes around and it's bigger so they can see it and so it's not a problem. One big bee, right? Flies around, getting the nectar from the, you know, pollinating the flowers. But it's one giant bee, not lots of bees. Well, it's not actually a bee. What they've done is they've dressed an elk up as a bee. They've sort of painted it with black and yellow.
That would make sense, yeah. I mean, in the movie Grease 2, we learn that a bee or any other nectar-gathering creature that can pollinate flowers. So an elk dressed as a bee, that totally works, man.
Yeah, and they've put a... What's wrong with your voice? And they've put they've put a drone inside the... It's a dead elk. It fell in the combine harvester with Mary Berry. And they've put a drone in it, so they're flying this drone elk bee around the flowers in Sweden to pollinate them. And it's worked for them. That's what I'm saying. It's worked for them. So why couldn't it work here, Ben? Would you be happy to see a drone elk bee hovering around the British countryside, perhaps Well, Mary Berry's been minced in a common harvester beneath it. Would you be happy with that? Simple question.
I'd be content.
All right. Let me ask you one final thing here. I want you to just have a quick listen. Quick listen to this. All right. Quick listen to this. This bit of music. Have a listen. That's Travis, isn't it, with Flowers in the Window. But if we follow your argument, Ben, you're going to end up with this. Oh, I'll get you now, in the window, such a lovely day. Right, you see? And what are you going to put in the window?
Yeah, but that's true. Well, I put nothing. The same way, I'd have nothing in the rain, and I'd have no killers, because I'd get rid of Brandon, whatever he's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be honest, I think nothing in the window is good. I'm actually standing by the window now with nothing on. I'm looking at some builders over the road. They're liking what they can see. This is better than flowers, I'm telling you. It's blooming.
Bill, very what? Very quickly, you like flowers so much, as you've said. Give me some words that rhyme with flowers.
Towers.
Yep.
Gower, yep. As in the narrator from the Shakespearean play Pericles.
Yep.
Showers.
Yes.
Good.
Going to get Dane Bowers.
Dane Bowers.
Dane Bowers.
Would
yes.
you be happy with, rather than flowers in a window, would you be happy, Bill, with, would you be prepared to accept, as a compromise, Dane Bowers in a window?
Would he be dressed as a flower?
I'm going to say yes.
Then yes, absolutely. I'll have him and a little doggy in the window, although I won't know how much that doggy's worth.
You're a pervert.
And there we must leave the debate. Thank you very much, gentlemen. What an interesting debate that is, isn't it? Do we need flowers in post-Brexit Britain? A lot of people are asking that question today. Look around. We've got cement trucks. We've got Lurpak. Why do we need flowers anymore? Get in touch and tell us what you think. The number's 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And, gentlemen, I need you to sum up the debate for me in one word. Bill first.
Ba-ba-ba, pickle weed.
I'm Ben.
Nodidendrum.
Thank you very much. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Every Friday morning on the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, find out what happens when you push an ordinary radio producer from the West Midlands to the limit.
Join me, breakfast show producer Alex, as I step into the unknown and experience what the everyday can't.
Find out where being a Royal Navy Reservist takes him. Don't do the every day, on Talk Radio with the Royal Navy Reserve. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Fanbuster now on. Ready Mix Joint Filler. 15 kilograms, just £8.33 a tub. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade Point members only. Trade Point!
You're the backbone of our business. Strong, reliable. Plus, you look great. And you're really well built.
Oh, cheers, Steve.
Not you, Terry.
The Renault Traffic with 4 years 0% APR, servicing roadside assistance up to 4 years warranty, and 3 Watt Van Awards. Make it part of your team. Visit a Renault Pro Plus specialist dealer to find out more. Business users and participating dealers only. Minimum deposit of 20%. Renault Finance hire purchase. Register by 31st of March. Subject to status. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Take advantage every day with Sky Bet, because the first race is on ours at Cheltenham.
Duvan wins it by a distance, but the rest of the field are celebrating too.
We're offering money back as a free bet if you lose on the first race every day at Cheltenham for new and existing customers. So whether you're pipped at the post or way behind the field, we'll give you your money back as a free bet if you lose every day. Sky Bet. That's betting better.
18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions. Max refund £20. T's and C's apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Manchester, there are delays still because of an accident on the westbound M62 between junction 19 and 18. Congestion is going back to Rochdale at junction 20. Delays also on the northbound M6 in Cheshire due to an accident between junctions 17 and 18. And in Nottinghamshire, the A1 remains closed off in both directions in the Newark area following a serious accident. Southbound M11 in Essex slow due to an accident between junctions 8 and 7. I'm David Moore.
This week at Lidl, why not try a taste of the Alps with a wide variety of succulent sausages from £1.69 and explore Lidl's range of traditional German beers from just 99p. This week we're bringing the Alps to you. Visit Lidl to see the full taste of the Alps range. Guten Appetit! Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comments.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio and it's just coming up to our time. A lot of your reactions coming in for today's big debate. We were talking about whether or not you still need flowers in post-Brexit Britain. It's 2017, for goodness sake. Why do we need flowers anymore? They're so old-fashioned. They've been around for such a long time. Isn't it about time we replace them with something? The question is, what do we replace them with? We've got cement trucks these days, haven't we? We've got Lurpak. Why do we need flowers of all things? It's beyond me, but it sparked a lot of reaction, Cornelius.
Lots coming in. John, I am a flower. I really wish people would stop stem shaming me and calling me a pansy. Thanks very much for that, Daisy. Yeah. John, if all you ever do in your life is photosynthesize, then you deserve every hour of your sleepless nights that you waste wondering when you're going to die. Thank you, Frank Turner, for that one.
The government, of course, have promised, this was in yesterday's budget, Philip Hammond did say there would be 80,000 more flowers by 2018. But the question, of course, is how are we going to pay for that? Your taxes, presumably, are going to pay for this affordable flowers, he calls them. He says everybody should have a rung on the flower ladder. Everyone's got the right to own their own flower. So this is how to do it. You make them affordable and you grow more of them, 80,000 of them. But it will cost you as a taxpayer, as I say. Do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word
with
you like.
Any word you like. All right, then. Over the last couple of days, if you've been listening to this programme, God help you, you will have heard the tale of Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
His angry neighbours who very angry with him. So angry with Cornelius they are that they left a stroppy note sellotaped to his door in the flat he lives in, so. And it was, I'm going to read it to you again. This was a note that got left on Cornelius' door. He brought it in to show us. And we were talking about this the other day. It said this. It said, "Dear Neighbours," by which that note means Cornelius. "Dear Neighbours, some people living here are really off about the way you close your door when coming / leaving. Closing is usually the wrong term to describe this. Slamming is mostly the better term. If your door is broken, repair it or use to close in a way, not bothering your neighbours." The grammar isn't up to much, but that's, I'm just reading it as it is written. "And kindly give this info to your visitors too. Greetings and peace." Now, we don't know who sent that note, unless, of course, Cornelius's neighbours are called Greetings and Peace and are either a firm of solicitors or a 1970s detective duo. Have you established, Cornelius, any more of the story yet? Have you worked out
what's
going on?
It's gone completely quiet on that front, except for my front door, which we haven't done anything about.
Still noisy.
There was a revelation.
Yeah.
So I was away on Friday evening.
Yeah.
We found this note on, I think, Sunday morning, but I was away all weekend. I found out my flatmate got in very late on, early Saturday morning.
Right, yeah.
With a guest.
With a guest of the amorous kind.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we reckon it might really be a subversive
way. It wasn't the noise of them.
I don't think so. But, you know, in the letter it says, please pass this on to you and your visitors.
Ah.
So that's where I think that might have been the tipping point
for
this letter.
Perhaps they heard of them being amorous.
Maybe.
Your friend, have you, because you share a flat with your friend.
Yes, that's right.
What's his name?
Joe.
Okay. And have you ever been there when Joe has been amorous?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard your friend having the intercourse?
Haven't. It's really unfair.
Yeah. Well, you want to hear that.
No, you're right, I don't.
Well, I was going to ask you if it sounds like, when he does it, if it sounds like the slamming of a door.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh. But I'm just going for explanations as to what it could mean.
No.
Anyway, we asked you for your help, and whether or not you could... well, for a start, have we got the noise of your door slamming?
So I've recorded it, because I thought that would only be fair to let our listeners judge if you think if this is that. Bear in mind, I live in a new build flat where all the doors are the exact same and all sound the exact same when they're shut.
Yeah.
So we're always hearing doors closed in our building.
And it's very quiet, it's almost self-closing quiet, this.
Yeah, yeah.
So Cornelius recorded the noise of his door closing. Have a listen to this, see what you think.
That's me opening it.
Yep. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's a bearish... It's the bearish snick, is it?
Yeah, I know.
I think your neighbours are just being unreasonable.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what notes... Where have we gone now? Because we were asking for help, because what we thought we'd do is get you to give Cornelius advice on what he should put in his reply letter that he will then go and sellotape to the door of Flat 5, where investigation work has decreed that these angry people live.
Yeah, we think it's Flat 5 because they've moaned about noise before to our face. This time it was done via notes.
Yeah.
And also, the only other flat it could be is Flat 8. And they're just charming.
Fine.
Those people, so they haven't said anything.
Right, so.
Lots of suggestions, though, have come in.
Yeah.
This one from Shane Thomas, who says, you should put this on their door. Dear greetings and peace. I see that you have a problem with me having a loud door close in my house, but I don't see you offering to take in any loud door closes into your home.
Yeah.
And then just sign it a sun reader.
Yeah, good.
Also, this was anonymous, but it just says, dear neighbours, I will never change my door, and if you decide to move, be assured that I will move wherever you go and bring my door with me.
So it's very much like that film Insidious, you know, where it's not the place that's haunted, it's the child.
Mm.
So they move away, don't they? Is it Insidious? One of those. They're all the same.
I haven't seen it.
But it moves away. They move away from the haunted house, but it comes with them.
M. Young's asked a question on Twitter. It says, are you sure Cass doesn't live in Flat 5?
Yes. That's a fair question.
I've never seen her in the building. She says she doesn't.
No, well, that's because she lives in a cave on a hill because she's a witch. So, ask broadcast there through the glass. That's where she works. In the next, I say works. I mean, is in the next half an hour. Oh, smelling of an egg. In the next half an hour of the programme, there will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. That's right. It's nobody's favourite radio quiz, and we do it every Thursday. Your knowledge and patience tested as to the full set radio breakfast presenter Paul Ross. It's quiz today. Playing on the radio will be one of the Mac twins. The other one's already done it. Out of Virgin Radio, they do Saturday nights. But we'll be playing it in the next half an hour of the programme. It's just after 3:30 though. Tanya's here and she is laden with news.
Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Police say hospital staff prevented a frightening and harrowing incident after a couple were arrested on suspicion of trying to snatch a baby. The man and woman allegedly attempted to get into an intensive care unit at London's Great Ormond Street Hospital, showing nurses a photo of a baby they claimed was theirs. 85.1% of patients were seen within 4 hours at A&E departments in England in January, making it the worst month on record. That's down from 86.2% of people seen within the time in December. The target is 95%, a figure that's not been met since July 2015. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt admits things have to change and says some of the announcements made in yesterday's budget will help.
It's not going to be overnight, but it is essential. I am expecting the NHS to return to that target during the course of the next calendar year. Some of the tools now have been put in place, but also it's going to take a huge focus by management and staff in the NHS.
The former youth football coach Barry Bennell has been charged with four counts of sexually abusing a boy in the 1980s. The 63-year-old's already accused of 16 other historical sex offences against three boys during the same decade. Up to 20 British children are among more than 150 alleged victims of a man who posed as Justin Bieber on social media. The Australian is accused of encouraging them to send him explicit images. The Queen has unveiled a new war memorial in central London. It's dedicated to service personnel and civilians who served in the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. And Tesco has admitted an accounting error and is to pay current and former staff a total of almost £10 million. It affects 140,000 people who'll get up to £40 each. The weather, well, mild with lots of sunshine across the UK, but cloudy with some light rain or drizzle for the far southwest. And today's high is 16 Celsius.
Did you change the phrase plenty of sunshine to
after
lots of sunshine?
Because it made you mocked me.
I didn't mock you. It just made me want you to burst into song. There was no mocking involved. It was just plenty of sunshine coming my way.
That was much better than my
just wanted that
singing.
Yeah. Anyway, there's more news in half an hour. Except there's more news now.
Yeah.
There is.
It's time for today's bonus news. It is, of course, animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
Each and every day we bring you bonus news, and we have to do that, contractually speaking, because the news is shorter than it used to be. We need to make the time up. After all, it means that because you get fewer news, yet your news reader gets paid the same, we don't want them shirking. So instead, make the time up with bonus news. Animal, vegetable or mineral. Today it's the turn of animal news.
It is animal news, and we're going to start off with frogs. Now, this could have been a very sad story, but it's sort of a nice story. So nearly 50 frogs have been released back into the wild after they were spotted hopping about in an underground shopping car park in North London.
Spotted.
Now, the RSPCA says they've been dumped. This is horrible. They've been dumped in a tied-up plastic bag full of soil and algae, but more than 20 had escaped. Now, the animal charity says that they were called out to an Aldi in Finchley on Saturday night, and there was a hole in the bag, and that's how these frogs were able to breathe and escape. So, as I say, 48 were rescued, but sadly, two did die because they were run over. They don't know. The RSPCA say they don't know who or why. They're still investigating what happened. But an RSPCA inspector said that when she arrived at the car park, she had to run around and scoop them all up in her hands into a bag before placing them into a secure tank. But the good news is that the 48 that survived, they were released back into the wild. They were given a medical check at Putney Animal Hospital, and they are back in the wild.
It's a full frog, as it were. Okay, so someone's dumped frog. Now,
yeah,
you hear about
horrible
people dumping. Horrible is right, but you hear about people dumping like
puppies, kittens. Yeah.
Not frogs necessarily.
Not frogs. So,
but there's 48 or 50 frogs.
Yeah.
Where does someone's. You've got to be pretty overrun with frogs to have that many frogs.
Mm.
How many frogs. I'm no expert on this. I don't have a pond. How many frogs live? It's probably quite a lot of frogs in a pond.
Quite a lot. It must have been a big pond to have that many. Maybe someone was transporting them. They fell out of the car, or who knows?
A frog transporter. Are there such things?
I have no idea.
Well, the good news is the frogs are all right.
Yes, they are.
Well, not all. Two of them croaked.
Yeah, no, that's. Yeah, they did die.
Yeah, they did.
But let's look on the bright side. 48 have been rescued.
That is good. Well, I suppose I was thinking about the amount of. You know, if you have got a pond, you know, there's always a lot of frogs porn.
Yeah.
Why frogs look at porn, I don't know, but there's always a lot of it.
Right, we're moving on to sheepdogs. We're moving on to sheepdogs,
okay?
So apparently sheepdogs have topped a poll.
Yeah. Oh, hang on.
Hang on, we'll need more music.
Music ran out.
There it is. So sheepdogs have topped a poll of Britain's brainiest dogs, while pugs were found to be the least intelligent. So the hard-working border collies have for generations, of course, worked hand in paw with man, and they're famous for being quick learners. So they received 39% of the vote, followed by German shepherds. They got 29%. Labradors, my favourite dog, they were close behind on 28%, but pugs were bottom on 20%. So pugs are not very clever, apparently.
So stupid pugs.
Yeah, stupid pugs. We're going to move on to guinea pigs.
What about guinea pugs?
Guinea pugs.
Some
That's
kind of
brilliant.
High breed. Because if a guinea pig's intelligent and a pug is stupid and you crossbreed them, you're going to get a...
I love that.
It worked with sheepdogs.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think of that, but... Okay, I didn't. So Robson Green, you know the actor, Robson Green.
I do know
I remember
actor,
when
Robson
he was
Green.
First in Casualty.
Do you?
He was the porter years ago.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't recall that, but I know who he is.
He's moved on to... bigger and better things. So he's revealed that the real reason why he decided to put his singing career on the back burner with Jerome Flynn. Remember they were...
Robson and Jerome?
Yeah, Robson and
Jerome.
Unchained
Melody.
Yes. Mm. Well, it's all to do with a guinea pig, apparently.
Hello. Is this like a Richard Gere story?
No. Oh. No, we're not going to go there.
Okay.
So apparently he was having a bit of a chat with Lorraine Kelly.
Right.
And this story about guinea pigs cropped up. And he was talking about how somebody had... He went on the TV vet show Animal Hospital, and a woman brought in two guinea pigs, and they called them Robson and Jerome.
Right.
And apparently it was that moment that he thought, do you know what? Let's just knock this on the head. I can't. It's just
two guinea pigs were called after. That's quite good.
Yeah, he.
I like the way that how a musical career just stopped.
Yeah, because of a guinea pig, and they just thought, you know what? We're being named after guinea pigs, so I think we're just going to put our singing career on the back burner.
I'm going to buy a guinea pig and call it the 1975.
Yeah.
I used to have a guinea pig called Scruffy. But she sadly died of natural causes.
Oh, you didn't dump her in a bag?
No.
I'm glad to hear that.
I looked after her very well.
Oh.
Now, we've got another animal rescue story.
Hmm?
Excellent.
Our music might run out soon, but here
There's
we go.
There's more where that came from.
So a poor little otter cub who weighed less than a bag of sugar when she was rescued has been hand-reared back to health. So she was six-week-old cub, found by a member of the RSPCA in a Welsh village, discovered very weak in a very lethargic state, weighing only 919 grams. She was fed through a syringe, as they normally are. There we go. Press the button. There we go. And she's basically been... you know, brought back to good health.
Yes.
So that's nice.
What animal was that?
That was an otter.
An otter.
A little otter. So the cub's now been transferred
Ooh, it looks like
to
today.
A specialist.
Sorry?
Like today. Temperature, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a little.
It's a little otter.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, very good. Very good. So the little cub is now in a specialist wildlife centre, and she's going to be there for another year and a half.
Will she be able to continue on into Scouts?
Yes.
Is that a Richard Gere thing?
No. Let me make it clear that that is not a thing.
Forget about Richard Gere.
Yes.
And the final thing, just to end it... So hunters have apparently been called in to deal with... actually, it's not that a nice story, but it's got animals in it. So hunters have been called in to deal with hundreds of wild boars who are living in evacuated Japanese towns in the Fukushima area. It was deserted 6 years ago.
Because of the nuclear meltdown.
Yeah, that's right. After an earthquake and tsunami led to a crisis at a nuclear plant. But apparently these boars... are now running wild.
They're radioactive boars.
Yeah, they are actually.
Mutant boars.
Yeah.
Running amok.
You're running amok.
It's the end of all things.
Yeah.
It's spider pigs.
Yeah.
It's,
well, there was a story about a spider pig, but I thought it was too gruesome, so I've left that out.
It's. Radioactive boars!
Isn't a wild boar running amok the breakfast show on the station?
Actually, basically, yes, it is.
So that's your animal news.
It's animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is animal news.
And speaking of that, next it's this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew? If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
With BMW navigation and Spotify integration as standard, the BMW 1 Series effortlessly combines information and entertainment with outstanding driving pleasure. And now the 5-door BMW 118i M Sport is available with monthly rentals from just £249. Visit your local BMW centre. The BMW 1 Series. Pure BMW. £4,599 initial rental, 36-month hire agreement, subject to status and availability for new vehicles ordered by 31st of March and registered by 30th of June. UK only, guarantees may be required. Excess mileage and other conditions apply when you return the vehicle. BMW Finance.
Do you know how much you've won?
I can't believe it.
You've won £1 million. That's amazing.
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Jill is just one of the lucky millionaires made in the Lotto raffle. In every Lotto draw, £1 million must be won. Play makes it possible. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Now at TradePoint, the Karcher K4 Full Control Car and Home Pressure Washer was £233, now just £192. Offer ends 19th of March. Excludes VAT 20%. TradePoint. Trade brands. Trade prices. Trade only. TradePoint!
Will you find a fiver, a tenner, a 20, or even a crisp 50 in your copy of The Sun this Saturday? That's right, cash! Yes, real banknotes inside the paper. That should put a spring in your step. Pick up your copy of The Sun this Saturday. It pays to read The Sun. Terms and conditions apply.
Thursday night is a big night on TV.
What? I am the big night. Here, go feed my stallion.
What the hell are you?
The big night. Lord of Forged and Fire. Bladesmiths to your anvils. Set history alight and forge me a blade. Only one can win. Forge poorly and you will be eliminated. Now, voiceover man, tell them when it's on.
Forged and Fire. Tonight at 9 on History.
A big night in.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the Manchester area, there's still long delays on the westbound side of the M62 because of an accident between junctions 19 and 18. Severe delays now on the southbound side of the M6 in Cheshire, which has been closed following an accident involving two lorries between junction 18 for Middlewich and 17 for Sandbach. The northbound A1 remains closed off in the Newark area of Nottinghamshire following a serious accident, although the southbound carriageway has now opened. I'm David Moore.
This week at Lidl, why not try a taste of the Alps? With a wide variety of succulent sausages from £1.69. And explore Lidl's range of traditional German beers from just 99p. This week we're bringing the Alps to you. Visit Lidl to see the full taste of the Alps range. Guten Appetit! Subject to availability, NI may vary, selected stores.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn on your radio, the big beast of broadcasting is back.
Talk Radio has harpooned a whale. A great, big, stinking, smelly one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The legendary James Whale is back.
Great whale tales from the blowhole of Bologna.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7.
100% whale, 0% blubber.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio, and it's time. I'm John Holmes, by the way. Hello. It's this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Yes, it's radio's least listened to and least popular radio quiz. Paul Rossmaster, in which radio celebrities are tested as to their knowledge of Full Set Talk Radio breakfast presenter Paul. On the line to play today is the other half of the Twin Set, owned and operated by our sister station Virgin Radio. It's one of the Mac twins. It was the other one, not the one that played last time. This one's Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hi there, John Holmes, the better half.
The better half. I couldn't possibly comment.
Yeah. that music has got me really nervous now.
Nervous.
Lots of build up. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what are you doing, Lisa? Where are you? What are you doing? What are you?
I'm just on my way to meeting, so I'm currently at the train station. The day got off to a bit of a slow start because we were at the weekend at the O2 last night. So. Yeah, it was a bit of a slow start to the morning.
I see. And how were the weekend at the O2? Was it a good gig?
Yeah, he's one of my favourite artists. I've liked him for like 8 years. Last time I saw him was with 30 people at a tiny gig.
I see.
So it was amazing to see that transition, but yeah, it was really good.
All right. Now, your Virgin Radio show, Saturday night, 7 till 11, of course. For those that may not know it, sell it to us as hard as you can.
It is like Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway and... mixed with, so like that sort of chat, getting ready stuff.
Yep.
And then by the fourth hour, we're in full on clubbing, going out mode.
Yeah. And then the transition, you were just talking about your transition of the weekend, but this is a weekend transition of another sort, in which you take people right through all of the moods of a Saturday night. Right up,
indeed.
And I've heard the show, and it's right up to the vomiting at the end as well, so that's good.
Yes, exactly, we include that.
What's your knowledge, Lisa, of Paul Ross like?
Well, I should be more informed than Alana, because he was, I was his runner at ITV for, The Word came back for like a special party,
yeah,
and I was his runner.
Wow.
So that's how far my knowledge sort of extends.
Well, that's
quite a lot of time with them. And then also he gave me an award at the when we all had our wireless group Christmas party.
Oh yeah, he did
so
do that, didn't he? Yeah,
I forgot that interaction with him as well.
Yeah. Well, look, what's going to happen is you are looking to score some points, right? That's what you're aiming for.
Okay. Good.
If you do score some points, it will put you at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played.
Okay. Right. Everybody's
at the top. So that's what you're aiming at. You've got three questions, mostly A, B, and C answers.
Right.
So listen carefully, and we'll play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. Okay, Lisa Mac Twin, here comes question number one. New film release film news now, and a new film release that's been newly released is, of course, the new film release Kong, Paul Ross Island. It tells the story of a secret government organisation who mount an expedition to Paul Ross Island, which is an uncharted traffic island in the Maidenhead area. A roundabout of dense foliage shrouded in mystery and identified as the origin for a new species. The resulting expedition to the island reveals that a 100-foot-high talk radio full-set breakfast presenter called Paul Ross is at the centre of a battle for dominion over the island against the indigenous predators called Doggers, who are trying to tarnish his reputation. A fight for survival begins as Paul Ross unleashes everything he has at his disposal. Showbiz news. Mr. Motivator booked in for the 7:25 in the morning paper review, and an on-air guest including, but not limited to, the winner of the 2017 Scotch Egg Eating Competition. All of the weapons. But Kong Paul Ross Island isn't the only radio-based monster movie. Name the other one. Is it A, Julia Hartley Ziller, an enormous right-wing Brexit-voting talk radio mid-morning presenter, comes out of the sea and seeks to destroy Europe? Is it B, Gremlin Bowles? Radio 2 travel presenter Lynn Bowles can quickly become a monster. The rules are clear. Do not feed her. Do not show her any bright lights. And definitely don't get her wet after midnight. Or is it C, Alien versus Dave Lee Travis? A, B, or C, Lisa?
Okay, I'm going for... I thought I was getting a description for that one. No,
no.
No. No more further details.
No.
I'm going for B.
You're going for B?
Yeah,
Gremlin Bowls, right.
Gremlin Bowls.
It's the right answer. Very good. All right, okay, here's question number two. Question number two is a history question.
Okay.
It's March the 9th today, and it was on this day in 1961 that the Soviet Union launched Sputros 9, a 4,700-kilogram full-set talk radio breakfast presenter, as a prototype test flight of the Vostok spacecraft. The low-Earth orbit broadcaster, who was carrying a dog, a guinea pig and some mice, all of which had been booked as on-air guests on the talk radio full-set breakfast show, to review the papers by the guest-booking producer Johnny, completed a single orbit of the Earth and re-entered the studio atmosphere here at Talk Radio. Sadly, on its return, the studio atmosphere was dead because it landed when Julia Hartley Brewer was on. But it's another radio-based space mission that is the correct answer to this question. What other radio-based space mission is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, Hardeep Space 9, a probe which disappeared from Talk Radio and no one knows what happened to it? Is it B, the TalkSport 2, a probe launched last year at the same time as TalkSport 2 was launched with a mission to hopefully find out one day what TalkSport 2 is for? Or is it C, the Moyles disaster? Despite a huge launch budget on its Radio X launch pad, the former Radio 1 rocket Chris Moyles stuttered and just kind of petered out. Which of those do you think it might be?
I think a Hardeep.
Hardeep Space 9 probe.
Yeah, I'm hoping my Scottish.
Is good for sticking with the Scottish roots. It's the right answer. Very good.
Yes.
Okay, third and final question. It's a music question.
Does this mean I'm
regardless? What?
Does this mean that I'm going to win regardless, even if I get this
wrong? Yes.
Okay, good.
Question number three. Here we go. Music question. Have a listen to this music.
Take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in.
Oh, well, that was, of course, Broken Wings by the overly formal when it comes to titles band Mr. Mister. Here's your unrelated question.
Okay.
A famous natural geographic feature on the island of Malta, the Paul Ross Arch, has collapsed into the sea. Over the centuries, wind erosion and wave action had sculpted a rocky headland in the Maltese archipelago into the geologically fascinating shape of Talk Radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. But yesterday, in a storm, the former host of ITV's Good Sex Guide Abroad was lost to the water. Real shame. Here's your question. Name five famous winds. Five famous winds.
Five famous winds.
Winds. Winds.
As in gusts.
Yes.
Gusts of wind.
Yes.
Gusts.
Five famous winds.
Okay, Doris, of course.
Yes.
The most recent of winds.
Good.
Doris, Katrina.
Yes. She's more of a wave.
Oh, okay. She was more of a wave.
Katrina and the waves.
John? I wonder if there's been a John. There must have been a John.
Yeah, we're going to have to put a timer on you. Yeah, it comes.
John and...
I'm afraid your time's up. I'm afraid your time's up. Here's what I had. Name five famous wins. Of Change by the Scorpions. DeMiller from out of off of Camberwick Green. Hawk the band. Chetwynd Middle School, which is where I went to middle school in Nuneaton in Warwickshire, and Gone With The. Cornelius, you've been going quick today because we're out of time, but what you've been listening carefully to that, I know.
I do, so carefully.
Lisa McTwin, off of Virgin Radio, Saturday night, 7 till 11, is looking for some points.
Yes, okay.
Did she get... What she got? She got some points.
Lisa, you scored... some points.
She got some points.
Yeah!
Come on, Lisa! Lisa!
Lisa McTwin.
She's won some points. Sam Delaney's on the line now because he's not in the studio today because his show today, Drive Time, isn't coming from here. It's coming from the noise of what you can hear now.
Festival of British Advertising on Brick Lane in London's East End.
Yes.
at the Old Tulip Brewery, and we're surrounded by recreations of all of your favourite ads, John.
Right.
I can see the Ambassador's Ferrero Rocher Tower.
Yep.
And the PG Chimps Tea Party. And Nick Kamen's Levi's Laundrette.
Sorry, Sam, just a producer note. Can you move into the same room as the microphone?
I've got to do 3 hours on this microphone. This is going to be worse. It's Washington all over again.
It's technically unlistenable, Sam. You sound like you've got your head in one of Nick Kamen's Laundrette washing machines.
Ah, well, you did hear that then.
Oh, that's better.
There we go.
That's what you need.
Hello.
To do.
Hello.
There you go.
It's like you're here.
I swap headsets with producer Mark.
There we go. That's what you need to do.
Mark.
Typical of him to hog the best one.
Yeah.
Isn't it though? So what are you doing there?
Well, there's an exhibition which you know, I'm wandering around talking to people at, and we've got a load of live events that I've helped stage.
Right, good.
Tonight we're doing Pop Goes the Ad Break, which is a hilarious comedy panel show.
Right.
About ads, hosted by Eamon Holmes.
Like, who's on your hilarious comedy panel?
Bob Mills.
Quality.
Paul Chowdhury.
Yeah.
Bobby Mair.
Yeah, not me then.
Vanessa Feltz.
Not me. Didn't ask me.
Not you. No, but you're always too busy.
All right. Carry on.
And not you.
Fine.
And then we got a load of other things. We got Alan Parker coming on.
Sir Alan Parker, yes, good.
Sir Alan Parker, who came on my show yesterday, and we're doing a screen of Bugsy Malone with him. We've got a special Ridley Scott event. We got a comedy event tomorrow night with Adam Buxton.
Good.
Oh,
it's
quality.
Called Adam and the Ads.
Very good.
And so, but while we're here, we'll be speaking to a lot of people who are behind the scenes here at the exhibition and lots of people who've made great ads and, you know, just soaking up some atmosphere. Young Rudd's going around speaking to tourists about what they think of the exhibition. So let's see how that pans out.
The point of view of a snowflake there. Good.
exactly.
Sam Delaney, thank you. Sam's there. He's on a microphone that might work by the time he comes on air. Who knows? Probably not round here. But anyway, he'll be with you live with Drive from 4. If it was 5, that would work so much better. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow, Friday show, 1 till 4 on Talk Radio. Your Sam Delaney is next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.